Hello, 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 and welcome to the Voice of America's special coverage of the Basketball Africa League's playoffs in Kigali, Rwanda. My name is Jackson Funganyi. I'm joined by
Mike Hove. Yes, sir.
Mike. So, Mike, I missed a couple of the games yesterday.
You missed the action, bro.
I was watching from home. I felt I needed to be in studio with you.
Oh, man.
What an exciting day yesterday. Some spectacular plays.
Yes, sir.
Between Cape Town Tigers,
uh-huh.
a team that barely squeaked uh-huh. into the playoffs.
Uh-huh. You got to say this on air. I'm waiting for you, bro. Come on.
All right. You're right. You were right. Uh-huh. You were right. You were right. They played against FUS Derabat. They actually, FUS Derabat dominated in the Kalahari Conference mm-hmm. in South Africa. And yesterday, the game just keep, you know, talk to us. Tell me.
Man, oh man.
Take off your non-Cape Town Tigers hat and just be a neutral arbiter.
Being a neutral spectator, I'm going to be very frank with you. It was quite the game.
Yeah.
I honestly, outside of that game, the first game that went into overtime, this game has to be one of the most competitive BAL games I've seen.
Yeah.
It had any basketball lover on the edge of their seat throughout the whole time.
Yeah.
It was really a great game. From tip off, you saw FUS Derabat, pushing and Cape Town Tigers pushing back and vice versa. It's almost like every time FUS Derabat would take the lead, Cape Town Tigers would come back and take the lead, and FUS Derabat would come back and take the lead. It was really, at no point was it easy to say, yo, this team is the team that's taking it.
And towards, then they went to overtime.
And it went into overtime. Yeah. But just before overtime was the nail-clinching moment where a minute before Cape Town Tigers was up by 10 points.
Yeah.
FUS Derabat somehow was able to close those 10 points.
I had already counted them out.
And take
and then
the
they
lead.
Closed up. Yes. How did they even do that?
It was a shocking situation where everybody was asking each other, what is going on? I was sitting here with Mukbil. Before that minute, I was like, Mukbil, listen, we have this. We have it in the bag. Little did we see 2 points, 2 points, 3 points. I was
an
like,
equalizer.
And it's equal. And then they got the last, when it was like a free throw.
Yeah.
And they got it. And I was like, Lord, what is going on? It was a shocking moment. It was sad for any South African basketball lover because you're like, I can't believe this is how you're going home.
Yeah.
Boy, then, oh boy, oh boy, were we in for a surprise.
Samkele.
Yeah.
Bro.
Last buzzer beater.
He levitated.
And
touched him. He stayed up for a second. Released it.
He released that three, and it was
unbelievable.
You could hear the fans in the stadium.
Just
everybody was in
You're
shock.
Like, yeah, it was
I was in shock. I was like, wait a minute. What's going on?
Yeah, but that's what these moments are made for.
It was beautiful.
The playoffs, and it's just beautiful to watch. A Cinderella story, as I said yesterday.
Man.
Cape Town Tigers barely making it
and
to the
are.
Playoffs. And then beating the top team that had dominated their conference, FUS Derabat,
with John Jordan,
who actually was really amazing. This kid has been really mm-hmm. amazing. John Jordan is only 5'10".
Yeah.
But the way he flies on that court.
He plays. And he also showed his skill in that game.
Absolutely.
He stole the ball a couple of times. You could see his presence on the court.
Yeah.
So this was really impressive. Once again, I think Cape Town Tigers, so far in their entire campaign, this is their second victory. A shocking situation. Any expert is wowed.
Absolutely.
But yeah, here they are.
You know what? We were joking a couple of days ago about what if Cape Town Tigers actually wins.
We're talking about the Ivory Coast story in AFCON where every game somehow people are like, whoa, what's going on?
Yep.
What's going on? Is this really happening?
Yep. I mean, and you lose everything at home in a conference, preseason, whatever you call it, and then you come to the playoffs and beat the top team, I mean, at least in your conference.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, we actually don't know who is the top team because El Ahly Egypt, the former champions, they've gone home.
Yeah, they have gone home.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow.
Now Egypt is out. Al Ahly Libya took them back and they'll pack their bags to Cairo, my friend.
And this morning, we're here to watch the game between Monastir of Tunisia and
Rivers
Hoopers of Nigeria. We did speak to Rivers Hoopers players Will Perry and Divine Ike a couple of days ago just to talk about what the mood is like, how they're preparing for the playoffs. They lost out a game, I think their first game in the playoffs. This is their second game. They need this to stay in it. So let's hear what Will Perry and Divine LK has to say about their preparation.
Divine and Will, thank you guys for joining me, both physically and mentally. How are you preparing for the playoffs?
We're just continuing to work every day, work hard, just have the same mindset. What makes this a little bit better that we had in the car. So, you know, we had a great mindset. And we had a great mental state on getting into before playing the car. We're just going to keep that drive and keep that going on.
Yeah. Now, the Rivers Hoopers made history as the first Nigerian team to make it to the BAL playoffs. How were you able to achieve this feat? I mean, I watched you guys playing. I feel like I know both of you because I've been watching you guys play a lot. Will, you, Divine, I remember you made that putback that sent the BAL to the first overtime, which is, you know, in itself was historic. What were you able to do to make it the first Nigerian team to make it to the playoffs?
I mean, it was just all about being organized, honestly. Like, I feel like with the coaches did a great job of being organized and not just being like last minute with a lot of these things. And I feel like that was, if not the biggest part. And like, just a group of guys that he brought, like from the first player to the last player, like, are just a group of really good guys. And we just all got together and get together. And we all have the same common goal. So with having the same common goal that everyone's had on their minds, kind of makes the game easier, honestly.
Will, you played all over Europe and Africa since leaving Le Noir Rhin in 2016. How has your international experience shaped you as a player and prepared you for the BAL playoffs?
Yeah, I mean, I played in several places for sure. Anytime you can play in like different environment, you know, with pressure, different types of teams, it can help. So, you know, what can I say? It's helped a lot. Super happy with everything.
What motivated you to join Rivers Hoopers, and how has your transition to the Nigerian League been?
Yeah, to be honest, I wanted to play the BAL again. I was playing in Rwanda in the local league. And, you know, I'll be honest, the only option was to play in the last group. I was kind of praying one of the teams wanted me in the last group. And it just so happened that Rivers Hoopers gave me a call. So that's the real reason. But, man, I'm so happy to be a part of a team that, like, wanted to make a big change, you know. Like you said, in the past, like, they had some struggles. So it was super attractive to me, like, kind of being an underdog and, like, trying to help them go to the next level as opposed to being on a team that maybe had already won the BAL or something. So that part of it was super attractive.
Now, as the team's point guard and leader in points, free throws and assists, how do you see your role in guiding the team through the playoffs?
I think just, like, try to make everyone better on the court, man. Guys like Divine or Kelvin or anybody, try to get them the ball where they are good and be positive, be a team leader. I think that's my main job.
Now, Divine, I read somewhere that you were having doubts about joining Rivers Hoopers initially. What ultimately convinced you, and how has your experience been since joining the team?
Yeah, my experience has been great, honestly. Like, I'm liking just the BAL atmosphere. Senegal was a great atmosphere. I'm liking the people, the staff. Everybody's very, a lot of good people over here. And what honestly changed my mind on coming here was, like I said, my cousin, she was a big advocate of me playing in the BAL, for not just this year, but for the last, like, 2-3 years. But, you know, I've always been in a season in Europe. And then the BAL was growing. So, you know, like, I didn't really, like, see a lot of interest in it because it was still on the growing stage. But I feel like now it's at, like, stage of, like, this is something, like, legit. So I feel like I joined at the perfect time. Everything she said, she has a lot of everything she said. So that's a lot of credit to her becoming the, and Coach Ogle, as you know, he coached me on the national team. So he was he advocated for me to come play, and we sat down and he was right about everything he said as well.
Now, you guys dominated the Sahara Conference. You, Divine, your putback sent the game to the first BAL overtime, securing the team spot in the playoffs. Can you describe for us the moment and its significance to you and the team?
Yeah, honestly, like, that's part of my game. Like, my game is offensive rebounding. Like, I genuinely feel that offensive rebounding is a skill. It's a very overrated skill. that people don't really that don't really give credit to. So you know, like, and I got offensive rebound at a really high level, and just going back to that play in the huddle, like, we had to play drawing up a will, and I told them to shoot it before, like, don't shoot it at zero coming out, like, shoot it to give me a chance to get an offensive rebound, because I know my skill set that I'm very good at, which is offensive rebounding. So I feel like with them trusting me to shoot it, with them trusting me to tell them to shoot it with time for me to get offensive rebound, was really a great thing. And it really wasn't as complicated as just getting an offensive rebound. Like, that's just what I do, honestly.
Now, the playoffs that are starting, I think, tomorrow, Friday, will feature some of the best teams from across Africa. How is your team planning to tackle the competition and stay competitive?
Yeah, like I said, like, in the beginning of this call, like, we're just gonna have the same mindset as we did in Dakar for the first three games, and just keep pushing that way. Like I said, from the beginning, from when we all got to Pachako or Lagos, like, we all had the same mindset of we want to win. So like, when you have a group of guys with the same mindset of wanting to win, it'll be hard for them not to win. So that's I feel like we'll continue with that mindset, keep having fun. Like, we're a very fun team, as you see. It's fun to watch. It's fun to be around. It's fun to play with. So, you know, just the same mode of honesty.
Now, Will, we know that chemistry is quite important in this type of settings when you're playing on a team. How has the team's chemistry evolved throughout the season, and how do you plan to maintain it or improve it during the playoffs?
Yeah, I think chemistry is one of our best components, man. We have a really good, like, fit of players, you know. Everyone's skill set's really good for each other. 1 through 12, you know, even the 12th guy on our team fits perfectly with the, you know, top 7 guys that play. So I think that's a super important component. As far as, like, keeping it going, you know, like Divine was saying, man, we're not, like, changing anything, you know. Maybe take a level up on a few little things, but keep the same, you know, intensity, chemistry, joy that we play with, and take it into playoffs. And, you know, I can't promise you we're going to win, but we're going to die trying, you know.
Yeah. You were injured, I believe, in the last one of the games. I think it's the last game. I didn't see you on the court. How are you feeling?
Yeah, I'm totally good. I had back, man. So in the, I guess it'd be the fifth game. I don't know. The game against APR, the game where he did the putback. I think it was the fifth game. Man, I don't know. My back started having spasms. And it was just fatigue, man. You know, heavy minutes, fatigue. And I warmed up for the next game, and just my back felt a little funny. And I just got too nervous to play. The game wasn't super high stakes. So that's what happened. But, man, 4 or 5 days later, I was back.
Good.
Everything good now.
That's good to hear. Now, you led the team in average points and free throw percentage. What specific training or mindset helped you achieve these impressive stats?
I don't know, man. It's honestly, like, points for me, like, you're going to have to find. It's not super important. I'm not really, like, a stats guy. Okay, I just happen to get open shots and make it, you know. Anyone could have 18 points per game. It's not really, like, a scarlet letter, you know. But I'll say I work hard, treat my body good, you know. When I'm open, try to shoot, not pass, you know. But the statistical stuff is not super important to me. It's more like, am I winning? Liking to play with me. That's more of my personality.
Divine, what are your aspirations beyond the Basketball Africa League playoffs, both with the Rivers Hoopers and in your professional basketball career?
That's an interesting question. Like, I just go with the win. Obviously, like, I want to play at the highest level, no matter if that's EuroLeague, EuroCup, the NBA. Like, I just go with the win, you know. Like, whatever my agents or my coaches want to help me with, or think is the best decision, that's what I'm going to go with.
Yeah. And Will, I wanted to ask you this. I've seen you play in a couple of teams in the Basketball Africa League. You've been quite outstanding. What kind of legacy do you hope to leave, especially here at the Rivers Hoopers and within African basketball? As you know, this league is just still growing. This is just the fourth season.
Yeah, I hope, like, when I'm done, people remember me. That's all, you know. And not that I was, like, some great player or anything, but, like, that my teammates enjoy playing with me. They have good stories about me. So that's the type of legacy I'm trying to leave. I don't know. Let's see.
Any message to your fans, to Rivers Hoopers fans in Nigeria, as they're preparing to watch the team, support the team in the playoffs?
Hey, I appreciate everything and all the support that you guys have been giving us. We're here to to try to win this whole thing. We're going to keep trying. We're going to keep giving our all. Everybody on this team is important from 1 through 12. We wouldn't be here with those people, the people that are on the bench as well. Me, Will, Calvin, Peter, and the John, none of us would be here without them. They're just as important as we are. And when all of us are going to give it our hardest, we're going to try. And we know that guy lasts, so we're trying.
Yeah.
Yeah, the same, man. Yeah. I would say the same.
Guys, thank you so much for taking time to chat with me. I know this is a critical hour for you guys training. Appreciate you and the best of luck.
Thank you.
We will.
You
we're so going to give it our all. Thanks.
Salute.
Thank you.
Yeah, today they're about to give it their all in the upcoming game against Monastir. That was Divine, a.k.a. a forward for Rivers Hoopers, and Will Perry, formerly with APR or Reg, is currently playing for Rivers Hoopers, one of the best players actually right now in the BL for the past 2 years. Rivers Hoopers are entering this game really with a chip on their shoulder after their loss to AS Duan. I guess this makes them a dangerous opponent for Monastir. Right?
If anything, that's what we've learned. Is anybody entering the playoffs with a chip on their shoulder definitely a team to watch out. But that aside, Rivers Hoopers really had an impressive conference play. So yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if they're able
Absolutely.
To turn around.
Absolutely. They dominated the Sahara Conference. They were on top of it, even though they did lose out their first game in this playoffs in Kigali right after I spoke to them. But they have a confidence. Will Perry was battling some back spasms in his last conference match in Dakar. He seems to have rebounded. He's feeling much better, like he said. But even though they did win, lose the first game today, they're facing Monastir, which beat Petro de Luanda of Angola in their first match. Monastir is a seasoned team, you know, a great franchise that has won before. They have tested victory in Kigali. They are, I think, 2021 champions. Of the BAL, but you know they're riding high from that victory, and they will aim to capitalize on their momentum. Chris Crawford's scoring, leadership, and you know, and the way he's able to move the ball are really, you know, the things that are pivotal in how this team plays. However, their challenge lies in their ability to contain guys like Will Perry, who I feel like they do not want to lose this. You can hear them from their tone.
Ain't
nobody
want to
lose this. Exactly. You can't come this far and having dominated your conference and then just lose two straight games.
Their name is Al Ahly Egypt.
Oh,
anyway.
Well, so we've had an example.
Exactly.
There's a precedent here.
But no, man, speaking of that, of course, Will Perry and them, they are among the players who are all to watch out for. When we look at the stats that BAR has posted out, right, Will Perry is among their top point scorers. So he's on the list around that with Marcus Crawford, of course. He's also on the list for most the average assists. So most assists, he's up there. So they've got a couple of players who are out there to watch out for. Rivers Hoopers, definitely Divine Eke, average total rebounds. He's also punching up there. They've got a couple of big hoopers, man. They're ready
absolutely,
for that.
Absolutely. They will need some great defensive effort if they're going to shut down Hoopers, key players like Divine Eke, small forward, who, by the way, did not want to play for the BAL.
Yep.
He's a New Jersey native. He's a Nigerian, but born, I think, raised in New Jersey. He only agreed to play in his first game, in his first for the Rivers Hoopers after being encouraged by his cousin who plays for the WNBA, who told him, you know what, go out there, go shine. And, you
Get
know,
your stripes, man.
He did make that, I think he was probably the second player in the BAL to send his team to the overtime this year. And that's how this year has been like really...
Overtime galore.
Absolutely. We had never seen
we
any overtime in the 4 years, in the past 3 years. And the fourth year is just like overtime,
the
overtime.
The floodgates open, my
and
friend.
You and I have talked about how the evolution of this game, of the sport of basketball on the continent, is just, you can see a microcosm of it in the way these games are played at the BAL.
Yes.
like the players, the games themselves, like the intensity, the back and forth, the ball movement, all of that is different. And you can, you know, you can credit that to the coaching staff, but mostly also to the players who have been able to watch Tep and learn and see we can do this. And they're doing it right now.
Yeah, the calibers of players definitely has changed and evolved over the past four seasons. I keep referring to, because, and this is probably because he's arguably the biggest celebrity, if we're going to call him that, that's played in BAL. Season one, we were all excited. Oh my God, Jake Hall.
Yes. Playing for the Patriots of Rwanda.
Right, you know what I mean? But fast forward, we now have players who are playing in the G League. We now have players who are playing, some have NBA stripes on their back. You know, like... the BAL has evolved 4 years later, and we're we're seeing it in real time as competitive as the games become.
Yeah.
Season one, we're talking about how all these journeymen, the average age was probably in his 30s, and now we have the young bulls who are ready for game
time.
So,
and we still see some of the journeymen. Will Perry is a journeyman.
You're seeing them have to put on game time.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
These are all journeymen who you can see are changing the game.
My worry in the first season, again, when we, you know, alluding to J. Cole, the rapper J. Cole, the legend, the icon J. Cole, who had basketball ambitions when he was a student at St. John's University in New York, never ever, you know, ever to play for his team. But when the first season of the BAL was announced in Kigali, he played for the Patriots, a team that I very well know. I know the players, I know the managers and all that. But it almost seemed a little gimmicky to me, and I was worried that that was where the league was going, that they're going to have this type of individuals who had aspirations as basketball players, but have succeeded in other endeavors, in other fields, in other avenues, and now they're trying to make a play, just show, you know, just their dreams become a reality in this offshoot of the NBA known as the BAL. In case you're just joining us, this is the Basketball Africa League coverage of the playoffs, season four, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Jackson Vunganyi.
I'm Mike Hove.
Yes, sir. Mike Hove's team, the Cape Town Tigers, yesterday. Yes, they made history, I guess you'd call it that. Honestly,
it actually is personal history for Cape Town Tigers.
Absolutely,
so,
absolutely. But also, I think that game, we've not seen a game like that.
Oh, yeah, not a game as competitive.
I do not care which year, whether it's 2020, 2021.
Yes.
Yesterday's game between FUS Derabat and the Cape Town Tigers was historic. It's going to go down in the books.
As a game to be remembered.
And shout out to everybody that was pivotal in that game. People like John Jordan, an NBA G League, 5'10 footer.
And he hops, bro.
The way he flies on that rim.
You would think he flies over big men.
Exactly. He flies. He's 5'10 with a 50 vertical.
Yeah.
And he feels like a 7'1". You know what I'm saying? When you look at him. We're watching a live view of the BK Arena in Kigali, Rwanda. We see people starting to come in slowly by slowly. The players are just warming up, shooting the ball.
7 minutes.
This is a must win for both teams, I believe.
Yeah.
More so the Rivers Hoopers.
Yeah. You know, speaking of that, you know me, I got my inside people with the
Tigers. Talk to me, brother.
So I hit them up after the game. I was like, yo, gents, yo, what a game, what a game. They're like, yeah, man. They were tired.
We did it.
That's what they said. And I was like, no, congratulations. So I was really curious, you know, asking them about what the future prospects look like for the Tigers. And one thing they did say is they would rather have Monastir than Rufus.
Right? Absolutely. very right.
In fact, no, I lied. They said they'd rather have Petro. I think Petro is the one that they would like to face. They would rather have Petro de Luanda, who they've beat in previous circumstances, in comparison to a Rivers Hoopers or Monastir.
That was the only game they won in their conference in Kalahari.
Yes.
They beat Petro de Luanda. So, a basketball powerhouse, by the way.
In Southern Africa.
I don't know.
And
you and I, again, have talked whether, are we seeing a decline of these powerhouses, or are we just seeing just a general level
improving.
Of improvement on the continent?
Yeah, everybody's just improving. I think, you know, when we talked about establishing, season one of BAL, by then you had quote-unquote powerhouses, especially in North Africa, who have experience playing together in FIBA leagues. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so they've been playing together. And then come now BAL, which is now pushing for continental wide, you're starting to see the emergence. Of course, South Africa's always been there. It's among the countries that you would quote-unquote call powerhouses in Africa, merely from a resource standpoint.
Right.
But from a talent standpoint, it's a whole different conversation.
Or from a basketball standpoint.
It's a whole different conversation. Absolutely. And so now BAL is advocating and pushing for all these different countries. Angola was among the powerhouses. Now we're starting to see, I mean, Nigeria's always been there from a population standpoint, but Rivers Hoopers was not the Rivers Hoopers we're seeing today.
Yes, absolutely. We're seeing a whole different
Rivers Hoopers. We're seeing Libya come out in the woods. We're seeing a lot of different teams. But another thing I did note, as we look at the standings of what it's looking like in the playoffs, we only have one North African team left.
Yeah.
Which to me is a statement upon itself.
Oh, wow. Wow. I actually had not even realized that.
Libya, we still have Moroccan and
yes, if you're there about.
But that's only three teams left, and one has secured qualification.
Yes,
one out of those other two that are left is likely to go home.
And North Africa has had a stronghold on basketball, that continental basketball, for many years.
That is speaking to the testament of how basketball is growing. So I don't think it's that the giants have stopped growing.
Yeah.
It's that the little teams are now starting to grow at a very rapid pace.
Good point. And as we prepare to see the giants of Nigeria, the Rivers Hoopers, and
from
actually
Port
Harcourt, I have to say that one of the reasons that is attributed to their rise is in the on the resource side of
course,
it. Government of the Rivers state government took over the team, and they've been injecting finance and financial resources in the team. That's why they're able to acquire people like Divine Eke, Will Perry, and others. Before that, they were just in disarray. Like Nigerian basketball has just been in disarray. I think in 2022 they were not able to play because they were thrown out for whatever corruption, whatever it was happening. In 2023, their team, I think, was Kwara Falcons, barely won any game at the Sahara Conference. And now we saw Rivers Hoopers. We came in with the mindset that we're about to see the Nigeria of the past. And then Rivers Hoopers came and just blew everything out of the water, surprised us, dominated the Sahara Conference. Here they are in Kigali right now, about to play their second game against Monastir, a powerhouse on the continent. And there is, we're even talking about them winning this game.
Yeah.
Previously,
it wouldn't even be a discussion.
Exactly.
Point, bro.
Any team playing against Monastir, El Ahly, Egypt, or Petro,
these were all teams where you're like,
crushed.
That's it. That's
but
it.
Now it is on equal footing.
Yeah.
This is like, so expect a high energy tactical battle with both teams leaving it all in flow. Rivers Hoopers must improve their defensive consistency. We didn't see that last week. That's one of the things that really killed them. Their rebounding, if they need to play, to have a chance to move on to the next level. We've seen a little decline in Monastir because the way they were playing the last time around, even though they did win, they struggled against Petro de Luanda.
Yes, yes.
And so if they bring that level of play from last week,
it's going to be a problem.
It's going to be a problem for them.
Especially, we could easily credit Rivers Hoopers losing their first game to Will Perry's absence. When Will Perry's on the court, you could see a whole different day and night. When Divine Eke is up on his defense and is catching them rebounds like it's nothing, you could see a whole different Rivers Hoopers. And so with Will Perry's absence, I think that is an easy look. You could see easily as to why their offense was not as positive or as strong.
Absolutely.
Will Perry's back today, I understand. And if he is back, for sure, I think U.S. Monastir are going to have they're going to have a nightmare on their hands.
The Rivers Hoopers rely heavily on their playmaking abilities and skills of Kelvin Amayo, Will Perry, Divine Eke, and many others. And these will be crucial today in breaking down Monastir's defense. Perimeter shooting, Will Perry has been really good. He's their point guard. Passes the ball. Wilkins will spread the floor, creating a driving lens and opportunities for those kick-out passes. We need to see that type of basketball that the level of basketball that they had in Dakar if they're going to win this game today.
Yeah, it's a definite. And so, once again, I'm really excited for this. I'm curious to see how the outcome is going to look.
Right. And defensively, by the way, we've got to say, they need to contain Chris Crawford.
Of course. That goes without a saying, but So yeah, once again, it's speaking to the testament of what how BAL's grown.
Yeah,
I can only imagine that it's only going to get better. The semifinals are only going to be a lot more competitive, and I can only imagine whoever makes it to the finals. Mm. We've already seen a couple of games where like this is a preview of the finals. Mm-hmm. But I will say, boy, oh boy, oh boy, every time I keep seeing a new preview, I'm excited to see what it's going to look like in the last game.
Absolutely. In case you're just joining us, my name is Jackson Vunganyi. I'm with Mike Hover here in Studio 3 at the Voice of America. We are bringing you live coverage from Kigali, Rwanda, where the Basketball Africa League playoffs season 4 entering day 3. Day 3, sir. Day 4.
It started on Friday. Saturday, Sunday. Today's the fourth day.
What a series. I mean, this playoffs, better series than last year. The progressive, you know, nature of just, you know, accuracy with the players in you know, how even just the team chemistry is different this year. Everything. Organizationally, you know, the BK Arena has been full.
Oh, yes.
We've seen, you know, President Kagame attend most of the games. So I feel like there is such a buy-in in you know, yes, by definitely all the constituents that need to be
to
on board
it, right,
for this for it to make it a success.
It can only get better from here,
absolutely,
man. It can only get
absolutely
better.
Absolutely. As we see the fixtures and results, El Ahly had 77 against oh, they took it off.
Gotta be fast.
Right, absolutely. Yeah, again, you can check us out at voaafrica.com. That's our website. We are also on all social media platforms. Just search for VOA Africa. I am at Upfront Africa. You can hit me up. Say what up. Mike Hovey. Mike underscore Hovey underscore. Is that what it is?
It's Mike underscore. Mike Hovey underscore.
Right. Mike Hovey.
Gotta get it right, Jack. Come on, man.
There's a couple of underscores in there. I'm sure I got. But yeah, we have Tipov. Is that Tipov? Oh,
no,
wow.
Not yet.
No, not yet. Looks, oh, that was the highlights. Yeah, game. Because they weren't there. Okay, not yet. We about to have tip-off. I can't wait to see what Will Perry will bring to the court this morning or this afternoon in Kigali. It's morning for us here in the U.S., but it's afternoon. It's 5 p.m. Kigali, Rwanda time. My name is Jackson Vunganyi. Mike Hovey will be with me all through the day.
Yes, sir.
Mikey, what are you looking for today?
Oh, man, I'm just excited for more playoff action. I think every time I've tried to make it, that's why I even said the last time you asked me about predictions, I'm like, I'm done. I'm not doing this. I will say every time I'm seeing it, I see the lineups already. A couple of big people, Divine Eke is already there. Will Perry's in the starting lineup. Kelvin Amayo's in the starting lineup. Olisemeka's in the starting lineup. This is going to be a game of a game, man. When you ask me what I'm looking for, I'm just looking for beautiful basketball,
oh,
brother.
I love to hear that.
I'm excited to see this. I can only expect more fireworks. If Cape Town Tigers were able to do that in the previous game,
yes,
I can only imagine how competitive this game is.
Give me the Cape Town Tigers FUS Rabat matchup any day.
Any day.
Yes, that's
I'm
the kind of
that
that's
kind
the
of
level
energy.
Basketball.
I'm ready
imagine,
for that kind of energy.
Imagine season 5, season 6 of the
Seven,
BAL.
Eight,
if
nine,
we already
ten.
Just this is a very young league and we're seeing just a progressive, you know, basketball skills and everything. And, you know, I want us to be around next year and the year after, Mikey.
Yes, yes.
Let's be around. And
at some point, I want to be in Kigali, my friend.
My guy. Fist bump on that
okay.
one, for sure.
I want to scream
for
from
sure.
courtside, brother.
For sure, courtside with our microphone. All right, Tunisia, line up.
Marcus
Chris
Crawford.
Crawford, Osama Manui, Lasad Chuaya, Ater Majok and Firas Layani. Majok is a danger. Okay. Majok is not a joke. You know what I'm saying?
I feel like South Sudan this year decided to just distribute talent.
They're distributing
talent.
Everybody.
They said, you get talent. Everybody gets talent. Man, South Sudan
is the Oprah of
basketball. BAL, man. It's given everybody talent.
You get a player. You get a Majok. You get a Deng. You get
and
a Akia.
Everybody's a game changer.
Yes.
That's the thing. Every single one of them is a game changer.
Absolutely.
I'm excited for
absolutely.
This.
And that's the beauty of this league. is that it's tapping already into an existing talent pool that is immense.
Yes.
And ladies and gentlemen, let's head to Kigali, Rwanda, where tip-off is about to start.
That Rufus Wukus will take advantage of.
Asha Gumikisha is on the sideline, of course. Asha, how are you?
Well, I'm excited for this game. We've seen so much action between these two teams from the Sahara Conference, but today we'll see who will have the edge over the other. It's 1-1 for both teams.
It's showtime here in Kigali as the Rivers Hoopers take on the Blue Empire of US Monastir, both fighting for a place in the final four. Crawford, ball in hand, Leani moves into position. US Monastir, heavyweights in the BAL. His shot over the top doesn't drop. And Alyssa Mecca picks it up. Divine Eke moving into the paint. Perry has it. Flicks it back out of Mayo, swinging out to Wilkins. Divine Eke, 8 seconds on the clock, trying to get round. Oh, that's a beautiful score as he shoots around Manawi.
Love the patience. They find the matchup that they're looking for. And we've seen Divine Eke, when he gets the one-on-one ISO situation, he can pretty much get by most defenders in that low block.
Here is Manawi, tries to fling the ball down the alley into the path of Leani. They will get possession back. There was contact, but look at Eke there.
Oh, great work. He goes over the left shoulder, goes bank, and that's a nice way to get into the offense. A nice confidence builder for Divine Eke in that first matchup.
Crawford out to Majok. Crawford takes over, providing his team with a lot of assists and an element of his game that he absolutely adores as Leani's shot goes over the top.
I guess maybe a little bit of a heat check there for Leani from one of his favorite spots. Likes the elbow threes, misses that first one.
One of his favorite spots. He likes every place on the court, Q. Look at that for Will Perry trying to go from downtown. He can shoot from anywhere, really, can't he? Yeah. Well, Manawi, a little bit of contact and first foul. Looks like Eke will pick up that foul.
But what is interesting, you see the pass coming in from Chris Crawford, who leads the BAL in assists, and the block coming in from Divine Eke. Eke has been given the assignment of Crawford early, so just giving him a little bit of size to look at, and we'll see how they switch up the matchup on that marquee point guard.
Usher, have you tested the temperature in the arena? It's quite loud. We've got some wonderful fans here once again, just like yesterday.
Yeah, absolutely. The Rwandan fans have come out in big numbers, but also a bit of the foreign contingent that is supporting both these sides, Nigerians and Tunisians that live here in Rwanda.
Fantastic. And Ugandans as well.
Yes, there's a big number of Ugandans here in the arena as well. They love their basketball.
They love their basketball, big time. Wilkins over to Alyssa Eke. Eke, he needs to get around Majok, gets it back out. Little fumble, but he does so well. There's a goal, put it down, Alyssa Eke. Big time, training the big shot.
Wow, way to crash the boards for Peter Alyssa Eke. Those are two rebounding monsters. He gets in there and flushes that put back straight in.
Monastir, little touch there by Amayo. Ball goes out. We can see the replay here. That is sensational.
Eke trying to match that again. Alyssa Eke flies in, flushes it back home. Tough shot under duress, but there he is, Alyssa Eke.
Crawford just going over the top there. Mayo picks it up. Eke goes on a bit of a dance through. Back up. Oh, that's nearly a put in there from Eke. Just couldn't quite get it over the rim. Picked up by Crawford. Manawi drops it up and in. Beautiful score there. And US Monastir up to three.
First real chance for US Monastir to get up in transition. And Manawi floats one up and in inside the paint.
Well, very fast and furiously contested the opening moments of this encounter. The fact that they played three times. They did actually play in the first season in the bubble here in Kigali. And it was a big win for US Monastir, 99 points to 70. No, 97, sorry. So a 27-point victory as the ball rolls over the back there. And, well, again, a good rebound there from Eke.
Very different team on display now, though, from this Rivers Hoopers.
franchise.
It's like night and day, isn't it? Fantastic to see. Great to see the ball just coming out of the path of and the hands of Will Perry. It will be Monastir pick it up. But like night and day. It's fantastic to see Nigerian basketball up on the biggest stage here in the BAL as we see the replay of that wonderful score there from Olusemeka.
He has a real physical presence in the paint and is arguably one of the strongest rebounders on the floor in the Basketball Africa League.
Crawford. Shot clock down to 9. Marnaoui. Wilkins gets in his way. Foul committed. Second foul for the Hoopers.
Stay abreast of the foul situation. They'll have to be aware. All of the players here for both teams will try to do their best to stay on the floor. It hasn't been too aggressive yet from either team. It feels like they're jousting and just feeling each other out in this early in this quarterfinal.
Testing the waters, and there's Chiwaya going up. The three-point shot rolls over the back. Another rebound there for Eke, who's he's guarding his own back garden beautifully at the moment. Perry drops it into the path. Olusemeke goes up. Wonderful score. That's another great shot and showing off his variety of just charging into the paint.
They're definitely doing something different.
Excellent work, Eke, around Majok. And he can't get his shot in. And what about that from Majok, getting himself in the way, stopping it from going anywhere near the rim. And at the other end, Chiwaya. Will Perry gets knocked off balance. And another good charge from the US Monastir.
Strong baseline drive from Chiwaya. And Perry comes in late. He caught himself 50-50. But once he extended that left arm, the contact was called and he is the guilty party. So there'll be two shots for Chiwaya.
It is a jittery start there for U.S. Monastir. 3 points in about 4 minutes played here. Not the start that they wanted, but it's going to be an interesting matchup between Chiwaya and Will Perry on both sides of the court. But three fouls each for Perry, Amayo, and Wilkins could be something to write home about for the Rivers Hoopers.
Well, it's always going to be physical, I think, this one. You know, we know that U.S. Monastir, they like to get in the face of their opponents. Nigerian athletes, we know, will hold firm every single day of the week.
Strong inside the paint. The 2022 Defensive Player of the Year, Tunisia, misses his second free throw there, Chiwaya.
Eke picking up the rebound. Mayo, Wilkins, Perry. Passing the ball around, Amayo finds a little bit of space. He's trying to go through, floats it up, and it's put in. Olusemeka, Amayo's assist. It was just beautiful.
Every single possession is going into the bigs for Rivers Hoopers. They're trying to force coverage on the inside, and it's been a successful strategy in the first 4 minutes of this contest.
And a frustration there for Firas Leani with that travel call. We'll just have a look at this again. Put it up and put it in. It's 8 points. 8 points for Rivers Hoopers, 4 for U.S. Monastir. And you can see Amayo just dancing up into enemy territory. Perry, they like to run those lanes. Well, it's just gone. Couldn't really get the pass into the hands of Eke, picked up by Leani.
Rivers Hoopers have got the second stingiest defense in the Basketball Africa League. They only allow the team 68 points a game.
Look at that for a lovely little sky hook there coming from Majok.
Yeah, old school skyhook Kareem Abdul-Jabbar-like from the South Sudanese marquee defensive player.
Wilkins goes for three. Comes over the top. Marnaoui almost been stolen. Amayo does the business. Eke, oh, he just can't quite control the ball. The idea was the right one.
Again, they continue to get the ball into their bigs. Eke and Olusemeka have been the go-to guys.
Rivers Hoopers 8, U.S. Monastir 6.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, Rivers Hoopers are there already leading. U.S. Monastir is leading 8-6. Looks like Will Perry is already doing his thing.
Yes.
He's balling out. People are getting ready to continue.
Absolutely, absolutely. Will Perry came in with a chip on his shoulder. I think he's he knows that they need this. It is critical.
And
you want to start off with a bang. Mm-hmm. The team is going to rely on his shooting and playmaking abilities. against the disciplined defense of Monastir. This, you know, in many ways could determine the Hoopers' offensive effectiveness. Perry is a veteran in many ways. He's played in Europe. He's played in the US. He's played in Africa before. Mm-hmm. And his ability to navigate this kind of pressure and find open teammates will be tested, because they don't want to go back to Nigeria. So today is the day, and you can tell they're starting off with that kind of mentality. Yeah. On the other hand, Monastir also is like, you know, listen, we are Monastir. We have been here before. We have tested victory.
Yes. And they're hungry for it.
We know we can do this.
Yeah.
You know, and they almost lost that game against Petro de Luanda. So they are not going to let Rivers Hoopers, you know, make that, you know, create that distance in this first two quarters. So you'll see that back and forth between them, between these two teams, mm-hmm. as they battle for the next round. Let's go back to Kigali.
Hoopers have picked up 6 defensive rebounds inside the paint of US Monastir. He wants them to play better defense, box out, and give themselves a second chance on the scoring side.
A little bit of frustration there. Thank you, Asha. Just with Leani, of course, and picks up his first foul. But just look at this. He's just bumping into Almayo, who can't get anywhere near Crawford. And these are little, you know, mishaps that can take place that can interfere with, you know, consistency.
Yeah, he is prone to picking up fouls. His first layer, and his first quarter call should be to stay on the floor.
Perry goes for 3. Big time shot from Will Perry.
Well, that'll give him some confidence, Will Perry. He doesn't need a second introduction in terms of his ability to shoot the 3-ball, and that will be a welcome bit of relief for Will Perry as he hits his first long range shot.
Matjok doing the damage from the middle. A beautiful 2.
But just inside there, nice first shot as well for Atar Majok.
Well, that was nearly a long-range shot from Amayo, and it will be the Hoopers, the Kingsmen, who pick up possession. Let's have a look at that 3 for Will Perry.
Steps right in, he's got time and space, and he talk about a player that loves that right elbow, and that's definitely Will Perry.
Missed one of the 2 encounters against US Monastir, Will Perry, but played the first, of course, and got 19 points. That's dropped in. This is brilliant play. You know, I love the link-up play in the paint for the Hoopers.
The Hoopers have decided that Ole Semeka and Divine Eke are going to pound the paint until US Monastir make adjustments. And right now, the strategy has been highly successful. The drop-off pass to Eke goes up with the left into the body there of that man, Majok.
But the thing about Ole Semeka is that, you know, he's very clinical. 2 fouls for Wilkins. He's very clinical and very present in the paint offensively. But he's also a great defensive player as well. All Bulgarian defensive best player of the year, Eurobasket, which is fantastic.
He sure is. And his physicality and presence inside the paint has been well noted throughout conference play. He's got a big role to play here. Samamar now with the Tunisian international at the free throw line. He has been pivotal to this turnaround in form for US Monastir. 11 points per game, but I think more importantly, he's hit 17 threes at just about 33%. It's not amazing, but we've seen it's big moment shots that have helped turn the game around. And he likes to step up under a lot of pressure and has showcased that ability, especially in high-pressure situations.
Yeah, but you spread those stats across the team, you know, roster for the players who are getting decent time on the floor, and you realize that how important he is. Perry Wilkins up against Leani. Back out to Perry. Drops it into the path of Ole Semeka. Can't get his pass through to Wilkins. And as well picked up there by US Monastir. He goes for 3, and he gets the 3!
Now, he was 0 for 7 in that loss to, or in the win to Petro de Luanda. But he comes up and he hits a 3. And if he gets confident, you'll know why he is the BAL's leading scorer of all time.
Oh, he's put in once again. Olusegun Emeka just making sure that everything is drained that goes high around the rim.
If you don't cover Romayo, he's definitely one of the best distributors in that position. And what a great pass to Olusegun Emeka.
And Crawford can't drop it into the path of Magic. Swatted away. Well, it comes off the Wilkins, and it's down into the corner, so they'll get possession back. Just look at that.
And that's the first part. You draw the shot blocker out, and you allow your other big to finish it close inside. Athleticism has been on full display from Peter Olusegun-Emeka.
Let it go, let it flow.
Love it.
Usher, we need you.
Well, I'm here sideline just looking at the Rivers Hoopers bench. You can see that they are in it and they want to win this game. They know that it could be history for them going to the semifinals, but there's still so much basketball to play. And we can see that it's the usual suspects that are going to stay on the court. Amayo, Will Perry, Olusegun Emeka, and AK. Not so much of a break for them in all their games that they played in the Sahara Conference. They'll have to play heavy minutes here today, but so far they've started very well.
Thank you, Asher. And, you know, it's already history for Rivers Hooper because no Nigerian team has made it through to the finals. We had the Kwara Falcons, of course, who didn't manage to get out of the Sahara Conference last year. And in the first year in the bubble here in Kigali, it was, of course, you were Rivers Hoopers who didn't manage to get themselves into the quarterfinals.
It's been a historic year all around for the Basketball Africa League in Season 4 because we have debutants in terms of Alassi Libya who've gone through to the semi-final, and they'll be in the top four. The first time that the Cape Town Tigers have advanced out of the qualification round, been in their first quarterfinal, and here we have the possibility of the former defending champions getting in, or another new franchise perhaps forming an upset, if it is an upset in this one.
Picked up, made safe. Nicely done by Coco Coco, the captain of this Hoopers team. 6 seconds on the clock. Amayo needs to find a bit of space to get a shot in. Dukori's there. Step back three. Big three. Doesn't fall. And it's been picked up. The scramble. And Crawford does well to sneak it back into his possession. Dukori. Oh, look at that for a score. Despite the fact that Eke was coming across the train, produced a SWAT team move.
Yeah, he had a mismatch.
Oh, wow, look at that from Amayo. How quick was he to react? Draws the foul.
And there's a look at the versatility. First time he's had the opportunity to really attack the rim without the defense coming in. It's been end-to-end action. That take from Dukore with the mismatch on Perry, right up the other end for Amayo to finish in transition. 17-16, the score is. It's been relatively free-flowing in terms of the offense and the execution. Athleticism.
Five fouls for Rivers Hoopers and just the two for US Monastir. So they've got to be a little bit careful in this 1:44 before the end of the first quarter. Habi, the Nigerian coach, of course, Ogu Odaudu, the 42-year-old from Jos, watches on. He'll be happy with what he's seen so far. Then on comes George Williams. And tries to get one over the top, trying to get over the bigs, picks up another chance. Well, it's Coco gets his hands on it, but there's contact on Williams, who goes down.
Might have sold it a little bit there, Williams, but really rewarded for his persistence and hustle inside the paint. And Coco should pick up the foul. He looked like he was the closest one right there. You see the ball come out. And maybe some body contact, but the contact on the ball was key.
You've never done that, have you, Q?
Done what?
Gone down to the ground, you know, and sort of overdone it. You're scratching your eye. Oh, come on. I think everybody has, right, who's played professionally, because, you know, you're going to try and get a reaction.
You have to try and get the draw attention to a action on the floor. And if you want the particular attention from a referee, you got to sell it just a little bit.
There is George Williams, of course, coming into this team. The 34-year-old American Nigerian family, of course, and played in Mongolia, of all places, USM Alger, and Sages in Lebanon, Egypt as well. Lots of, and you know, in Lebanon, he was averaging 11.5 points per game, 1.8 rebounds per game. He's got a good all-round, you know, ability to really fit into a team's system.
He does, and it's just a delay now. I just saw the referees, Chilis Apinda of the USA, Mario Mustafa out of Egypt, and Amir Obolo from Egypt. I think they're just uncertain about...
Joachim Noah and little Deng, who's here, of course, and his brother. I mean, it's just fantastic, of course. It's all the BAL ambassadors here for this fantastic Basketball Africa League. And there's more and more people turning up. But Kedju was there on the corner as well, you know. There are going to be lots of players who have, of course, taken part in the quarterfinals, who are still here, haven't gone back home yet. And we're going to go over to Usher. Usher, can you give us an update on what's happening soon?
Yeah, there's been a bit of an issue here. George Williams' name does not appear on the board, but it's going to be sorted out soon.
Okay, thank you for that.
I mean, that is almost unreal.
We see the players here on the bench here, U.S. Monastir. Winning the title in 2022, of course, with Solo Diabate, Matt Jock being some of the key players in this in the Tunisian team.
And if that is the case and his name doesn't appear on the score sheet, that means that he can't take part in the contest, but think that this will be ironed out, and the contestation comes on the signing part of the technical part of the game before the rosters are confirmed for the coaches before the start of the game.
Going to call him the ghost from now on. You know, he's going to ghost himself into this game. No, but seriously, you can see Coco with the two personal fouls there, and the Rivers Hoopers. Stark contrast to their start to this encounter compared to the one that they played against AS Twan.
Stark contrast, just waiting to see what exactly is happening on the floor.
Yeah, and it's a strong start from the Hoopers, with Will Perry getting points, of course, and just coming into this encounter. And there he is, just getting that extra point from the technical.
So technical foul is called, and action will resume.
As I said, U.S. Monastir, of course, heavyweights in the Basketball Africa League, and winning 8 national titles. And they've been present every year since the start in 2021 when we were here in Kigali in the bubble. There's Firas Leone, he was there.
Well, two teams today that are taking part in the quarterfinals that have both appeared in all 4 editions of the Basketball Africa League. U.S. Monastir, of course, and Petro de Luanda, who we'll see a little bit later as they take on AS Douane in a rematch of last year's semi-final.
Yeah, which was won, of course, by AS Douane, who went into the final, and then they lost out, of course, in that battle against Al Ahly. But a wonderful semi-final battle that we saw with Chris Crawford, who was obviously playing for AS Douane at that time.
Chris Crawford has seen almost every single part of the Basketball Africa League over time, and the conversation between Coach Kidani and referee Chilisa Painter continues here as we wait for resolution on the finality of a decision.
So just to give you a quick update, on the list that was signed by Coach Kidani, George Williams is not on that list. According to the FIBA rules, he cannot play the game.
And that's, thank you, Asher. And that's, it's what we mentioned earlier. I think, you know, it's super, super frustrating, of course, but it's the, you know, they're the rules. The rules are that it's, you can't play. So it was obviously spotted very early.
But it was picked up because of his scoring. And now it's left a very unique situation. nonetheless, I think that the decision has been made. Coach Gernani is chatting to the referees. We can continue while they figure out and confirm what the final decision is, but it looks like we will not see George Williams in this one.
Well, Coach Kadani is obviously not a happy man, but you know, it's the rules of the rules. So we'll have one of the other players for US Monastir who will take this free throw. Shomana, we will take this, of course. George Williams, you know, an innocent victim, basically.
You don't like to see situations like this. This is administration that has to be taken care of regularly before the start of every single game, and that's why there is a large amount of contestation from the U.S. Monastir bench.
Well, I've just spoken to some of the technical members on the U.S. Monastir side, and they say that it is the same 12 that they rejected from before. But for now, George Williams is on the bench.
Thank you, Asha. Thank you very much. Manawi, free throw line. US Monastir coolly slotting that in from the charity line. It's 18 points to 17. Will Perry, Coco.
Now for the players to try and get their head back in this one.
Yeah, it's been a few minutes break, of course, so you got to focus. Here's Eke going high, swatted away. Matjok with a defensive rebound, beautifully done. Two players still down on the ground, picked up by Ducouré. Calmly picks it up, Manawi. Ducouré again, Matjok. He's quite happy shooting those mid-range twos, and that's the reason why.
Well, we haven't seen too much of that throughout conference play from that man, Matjok, but he makes another one, and he's up to 6 points. Confident shooting, confident start for Atar Matjok. Nice extension over a mile to make the shot from the top of the key.
It is a game of the bigs with Olisa Mekka at 8 points and Matjok at six. Interesting there inside the paint.
Eke, Amayo for three. Well, Olisa Mekka, Matjok just timing his attempt at a rebound wrongly and dealt with there by Olisa Mekka, who gets himself up to double figures and the first player to do so.
10 big points in the first quarter. Best 10 first quarter for Olisa Mekka.
And it's a steal. Oh, the pass to Eke, just not good enough. Otherwise, he would have been just reeling. Ducouré!
Highlight times. Sergio Ducouré, take a bow. What a fantastic highlight play.
Still get possession. Look at this. Just look at the way he powers through Olisa Mekka, who obviously moves out of the way. He's flying.
BAL poster time, the playoff edition 2024.
I mean, come on. He was storming in there like a rhino. There's nothing that's going to get in his way big time. We love that. Ducouré, damage limitation, not respected. Shot clocked out. The end of the first quarter, of course. And look, we got a 1 point difference here. River Supers 20, US Monastir 21. We'll take a break.
Basketball Africa League special coverage on the Voice of America. It is playoff time in Kigali. Rivers Hoopers are taking on Monastir of Tunisia. Rivers Hoopers are from Nigeria. They're the Nigerian champions right now. They are behind by just 1 point in the end of the first quarter in Kigali, Rwanda. My name is Jackson Vunganyi. I'm here with Mike Hove. Mike, this, again, like we said, is going to be one of those games like we saw previously, like yesterday, between FUS Rabat and Cape Town Tigers, where there's not a big lead, at least in the beginning, in the early quarters, because both teams are coming in with an intensity of and a purpose to win this.
Yeah.
And we are seeing it already in this slim margin, just 1 point difference where it keeps switching over. Mm-hmm. You know, Rivers Hoopers, you know, goes up by 1 point. Monastir takes over. And what we've seen is just a dynamic play on both ends by both teams.
Yeah, man, I feel like this is the story of the playoffs, right? It's high competitive, high intensity. Just making sure that this is action-packed basketball here in the playoffs of the Basketball Africa League. As you mentioned, Monastir has got 21 points and Rivers Hoopers is 20 points. It's just the end of the first quarter. We're still about to venture into the second quarter. If the story is to go by any of the games that have been played so far, it seems as though most of the games are made in the third and the fourth quarter. So if they're able to keep this intensity, it's going to be really intriguing, really exciting.
Mm.
As we speak, Peter Olisemeka is the highest point scorer of the game with 10 points. Just behind him is Atar James Majok from US Monastir, the Blue Sea, they keep calling him.
Mm.
6 points to his name. And then Will Perry, 4 points to his name. Divine Eke, 4 points to his name. For the Blue Sea, that is US Monastir, we've got Usama Manrui with 5 points and Sadio Dukre with 4 points. Total rebounds, Divine Eke looks like he's pushing for a double-double and he's trying to.
Mm-hmm.
Divine Eke has got 4 rebounds, 4 points. Of course, as I mentioned earlier on, John Wilkins, 2 rebounds. And Peter Olisemeka, another contender for a double-double with 10 points and 2 rebounds. Kelvin Amayo and Will Perry have predominantly dominated when we're talking about assists. Amayo with 3 assists to his name and Will Perry with 1 assist.
And both teams had contrasting fortunes in their previous games. Rivers Hoopers losing a very close game against AS Douanes by just 1 point. Meanwhile, Monastir secured a victory against Petro de Luanda. And, you know, they are hoping to win this. But let's go back to Kigali.
And the players, they want to continue to communicate on defense. And they know that there's still so much basketball to be played.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, when we look at how important, you know, Williams is, he can get important points, of course, and play an important role. And Chris Crawford, you know, he's not a Marvel comic hero all the time. He does need to take a little bit of a break, like you said, Usher. Will Perry going through, flings it out. Opportunity knocks for Eke, but no. And it's going to be a foul. They're going to get possession. Oh, I think it is that Majok who's committed a foul?
There was a holding foul called on the inside, and I think it is Majok who picks up his second. You see the pass out to Eke, who's trying to find his range. And
there's Majok. A left arm on Koko, I think.
Touch foul called on the inside. Tough times here for Majok, picks up his second foul.
Oh, 3 points for Perry. That's his second three-pointer from way down the flank on the west side.
You might want to put a heat map on that elbow for Will Perry because he's starting to get warm from the outside.
Oh, that should have been smashed and drained big time. And at the other end, Eke gets a good layup too. Dropping it down and a four-point lead for the Hoopers. They mean business today.
6 points for Divine Eke. Gets up on the floor in a hurry and converts that transition opportunity.
They're very quick in the way that they've been reacting, you know, with fast breaks as Ducori goes up again. Can't get himself the points, but he does attract a fair amount of attention, to say the least.
Well, the Mali international has showcased, as they've shown through our conference play, that he is a scorer. 21 points coming against the Rivers Hoopers in conference play, and he's averaging 9.6 points just coming in off the bench at 19 minutes. He might have to play a couple more minutes, and he's going to have to perhaps produce a little bit more production on the points side of things.
Now, I know Usher's got, like, passports from all over the world, but Ducore's played in Kosovo, in France, of course, Cognac, Fos-Rouen, Antibes. You know, he's a well-traveled man.
Yes, Ducouré is a well-traveled man, but something about him and this BAL Season 4, initially he didn't want to come because of the loss of his nephew, and eventually he was convinced by US Monastir, so he's here to play in honor of his nephew.
Well, that's good, and you know, that's wonderfully dedicated to his nephew, and he's definitely, well, doing some great things out here, there's no doubt about that. Amayo around Crawford, flings it out to Wilkins. Wilkins trying to laser in that three-pointer. Crawford again with the rebound, putting in a really good strong game. Now he goes around, hooks it over the top. That is just delightful to the eye.
Again in the open floor, the second time we've seen him go to that right-hand floater. Nice finish there for Marnawi.
He's got 2 assists, 5 points, and a 1 rebound. Just building up those numbers. Dropped into the path of Olisemeke, back out to Alamaya. Will Perry gets rid of his man. It's the fullback. It's nearly going. Just a little bit off balance there.
wonderfully stolen, pitched up, and Eke goes out, leaves it for Amayo. Nice touch, good hustle.
They are so locked in. It looked like they chemically aligned here. The extra passes, making, taking a good opportunity and making it great. That's a superb pass.
Well, Perry manages to get the ball off Crawford. Eke sets it up. It's Amayo. Well, we thought we were going to see something extraordinary. You know, a little bit of a aerial action, but it doesn't matter. The points count.
They supremely count. This one in the open floor, the steal, the drop off, and the finish from Amayo. He gets back-to-back transition opportunities. The pass into space, and Amayo finishes.
And a big, biggest lead so far for Rivers. 29-24. We'll take a break.
It's 29-24. Rivers Hoopers are hooping up by 5 points over U.S. Monastir, Tunisia's U.S. Monastir. Again, some of these things we never expected before. A couple of years ago, U.S. Monastir playing against any team, sub-Saharan team within North Africa, it would just be blowout after blowout. But just to see how this matchup just feels like we belong on this court together. Mm-hmm. And Rivers Hoopers is not letting up easily, and they're consistently being on top.
Yeah. I mean, listen, Rivers have put in the right amount of resources, and you can see these resources are paying off, right? Will Perry doing his thing. We're seeing his presence. As early on, as I mentioned, last game, you could tell that Will Perry was not in the game. Today, you could see him contributing, bang 2 3-pointers. So Will Perry, 7 points to his name. You could also see from the assist standpoint, he's also playing his part in contributing. But Will Perry aside, Divine Eke is also another man that's pulling his weight. And he's joined by Peter Olisemeka, another man who's doing his thing. But that aside, of course, as we mentioned, the score is still relatively close. 29 points to Rivers Hoopers and Monastir. Monastir has a couple of players who are pulling their weight and doing their thing. Among them, of course, the name that Jackson mentioned early on, Marcus Christopher Crawford. 4 assists to his name, still doing his thing. When we're talking about points, Osama Manarui.
You know, Manui. You know, it's Manui.
Manui. You know these names. Yeah, 7 points. But Adair James Majok, South Sudanese, doing his thing with 6 points. Yeah. With that in mind, ladies and gentlemen, let's head back to Kigali.
To a score there just to get the show back on the road for U.S. Monastir.
Third time. We've seen that floater. Third time. It's been successful.
Up to 9 he goes. Will Perry. Over to Amayo. Amayo gets rid of his man. Will Perry picks it up. Shot clock down to 6. Goes high. Gets the foul. Doesn't get the points. Go to the free throw line.
You have to respect Will Perry's ability to shoot the basketball from the three-point line. Defense comes just a little bit too close. It allows him an opportunity to drive in. And he picks up the contact from Ganuli. And continuing to try and make his free throws. He hasn't missed any this season.
Listen, that in itself is incredible. He told us when, you know, the last time that he'd actually missed a free throw. I think it was something like 2022 when it was, I think.
The first game of last season, and he
first
is
game last season.
22 for 22 right now. I feel nervous talking about it, but nonetheless, let him go ahead and continue to shoot the way that he is comfortable.
Olisemeka to the bench, and it'll give... give them a chance to see Eke, David Eke, the 16-year-old Nigerian who has provided the Kingsmen with a wonderful defensive play, but also an offensive, you know, ammunition as Crawford drops one over the top. That's just delightful.
They continue to find space inside that key, and whether it's Marnawi or Crawford, they have been able to exploit the defensive laps and gaps inside that paint.
Right. Eke just gets fouled. And Leani's frustrated there because he'll pick up his second foul.
Have a look at the attempt at alley-oop and Eke. Now, he's pleading the case of having his arm straight up. Once the arm comes down, it then he's increased the size of his cylinder. And unfortunately for Leani, the call is correct and he picks up the foul.
The lid dropping move is not allowed.
The lid dropping move is not allowed.
Okay. Now that's a good first shot from the free throw line.
played his college basketball for Maine Black Bears and Radford University. Ryan Eke spent some time in Spain, Portugal, the Netherlands as well.
That's right, he was playing at Feyenoord, wasn't he, in the Netherlands?
He made his debut for the Nigerian national team in the AfroBasket qualifiers this year.
Crawford again getting tangled up. And Wilkins trying to calm everybody down. There's no need to, react. If there's contact, there's contact. Interesting, we had a conversation with Chris Crawford. He said sort of, you've got to keep the energy that you have for the floor and keep it positive. If you're constantly talking to the officials and saying, look at this, look at that, you use up so much of your energy.
Now we have an interesting substitution on the floor. Ganuni comes off and Avery Holmes comes in. He had 3 minutes in that win over Petro de Luanda. Wonder how much more time he had. The signing that happened just out of the play in the Sahara Conference.
Yeah, he's interested to see what he can produce, the 30-year-old from Salem and Oregon, right over the top. Back out to Crawford. Crawford goes for a three in the corner. How about that?
He is locked in and looking comfortable on the catch and shoot and knocks down an open jump shot on the baseline.
Back to 3 points now with Will Perry in possession up against Holmes. Holmes gets the screen from EK, goes up for three. That's 9 points from downtown.
We talk about swagger. Both point guards here for these two great clubs are locked in. That's a nice make from Will Perry.
He's up to 12. Double figures for him. The double figure club with Olusemeka. Ducori back out to Leani down into the corner. Manawi for three. He does it beautifully from down there.
He is on fire. Manawi up to 10 points.
12.
12.
It's okay, with the numbers are constantly changing, Kewis. Asha, this is fantastic shooting. I say that, of course, with Almaya missing the big long-range shot, but we're loving what we're seeing so far.
It is definitely the playoffs, the business end of this tournament. This is where the best of the best showcase their talents.
Crawford unable to get his 3-pointer. There's Elmayo picks it up. Watch out, Eke's. Oh, that pass is just brilliant. How about that? Foul by Manawi. That pass from a different planet.
Unlocks his dime badge. The pass on a dime. And that is unreal vision and execution from that man, Elmayo. Wow. It's the pass that makes that play possible. The finish was just as good under pressure. Under duress, gets the finish.
38-33, and there he is, the Nigerian international going up to the free throw line. Five, 4:59 left in this first half of this third quarterfinal. They get the rebound. Will Perry gets rid of, trying to make a little bit of space. Shot clock down to nine. He wants Almayo to come back up. 5 seconds. Needs to go for the shot. Goes high. No, no, no! Peripheral vision. Periscopic Perry.
Perry, Perry. He's back.
Bring it on. This is just, well, it's fantastic. And 15 points there for Perry. Former Beira player. Ducori doing the damage. Rattles comes back out. The Malian can't score. The Majok is there. Majok looking, waiting. Will go on a dance around the 16-year-old. Tries to find space. Boxed in. Back out. Holmes has his shot roll back out. Another chance. Can they go up? Manawi, of course he's going to score. Delightful. Up to 14 he goes.
I'm going to say fourth time we've seen that floater inside the key. It is such an effective shot, and he's used it so well today.
Almayo, Almayo for three. Manawi. Crawford. High up to Majok. Flicks it back out to Ducori. Ducori can't get the mid-range two.
He had a wide open baseline jump. You'd expect shooter of his quality to make that shot four.
6-point lead. This is the biggest lead that they've had. Rivers Hoopers. Oh, he's getting tangled up. Manawi with Noiwu, who's getting his first moments on the floor.
Another look at Will Perry as he extends right over the defense. Superior long-range sniper, and he has that swagger right now, Will Perry. 15 points on 4 of 5 from beyond the arc.
Holmes for U.S. Monastir. 3:23 left in the second quarter. Crawford goes around, goes up, goes in. He is just on fire today. Crawford moves up to 9 points.
We are seeing two of the best scorers in the BAL in terms of Chris Crawford and Will Perry going at it, and they are both shooting it at a high efficiency.
Comes back out, Olisemeka, all the time in the world, doesn't get his range. Takori's there to make it safe. Marnawi down this left side. Majox in the middle, doesn't use him. 3-point shot coming in. Picked up by Perry. A couple of missed shots for US Monastir. Won't go down too well.
I mean, that was in transition, and Marnawi, given that he's got the hot hand, why not try the three, I think?
Perry doing well to get rid of the man that he's around, and that's nicely done. While we're doing the business there in the paint.
Another great drop-off pass there from that man, Will Perry, his second assist, and more importantly, gets them back up to that 5-point lead.
A lot of activity on the bench, Usher.
Yes, there's definitely so much going on the U.S. Monastir side. They are very tense. They, of course, expected a very strong start here from the Rivers Hoopers, but so far they have the rhythm, the Nigerian champions.
Chris Crawford, I think, committing the foul there on Eke, who's going down the baseline. Look, there's just a little bit of contact with the wrist.
He's not happy. You can see from his body language, believes that he managed to get that touch. And you have a look at Raul on the baseline. It really is, again, we've seen some fantastic passing from this Rivers Hoopers team. Amayo and Will Perry are great playmakers with ball in hand.
Well, he's it's Amayo. He's got eight assists, of course. Compared to Will Perry, he's only got two, but the two that he's produced have provided his team with points.
Absolutely. Amayo has been putting the ball up top for his bigs to go and get it, and it's a big reason why you have Olisemeka and Divine Eke on 10 points apiece.
12 assists for U.S. Monastir, 10 for Rivers Hoopers. Holmes still trying to get himself into this game. Majok picks it up, tries to deal with Olisemeka. This matchup is made in heaven. Look at that big battle and frustration there for the Hoopers. But, you know, he's thwarting Majok in one way or another. But
right there, contact coming in from behind. He is just a little bit unhappy, and I've never seen so much fire from Majok inside the paint. This is high-stakes BAL basketball. Every single action matters, and Majok is going to get a chance to go to the free throw line.
The way we picked up the foul on that occasion, in fact.
Coming in to try and help on the cover inside.
Majok up to 7 points. 43-38. Still the Hoopers. 5-point lead. Another tight tussle, just like the two quarterfinals. And Perry swings it out. Shot coming up off the metal. Olisemeka goes down. And Majok, I think, will pick up a foul for the contact on Olisemeka. And he'll get. He's going to be a little bit annoyed with that. There was a big battle between the two bigs.
It's actually Majok who gets called for the foul.
That's what I said.
The little push into the chest of Olisemeka is where Majok picks up the foul, and he walks away. He is supremely frustrated because that's his third personal foul.
Yeah, with 1:32 to go. Usher, we talk about how physical these two teams are, but we're expecting the foul count to be quite high between the bigs, I imagine.
Yeah, obviously, you can see that U.S. Monastir already in foul trouble, even if it's just a minute and a half to go here in the second quarter. Danger there for U.S. Monastir as Coach Kirdani prepares for Gayaza, the captain, to come on for Majok.
Gayaza coming on. Another big straight into the slipstream.
And And at this point, Olise Meka has been a 51% free throw shooter throughout conference play. It's an area that I think he needs to improve on, and because he missed the first shot right there.
But he's in double figures, 11 points, and he hasn't picked up a single foul. So, you know, if your bigs are disciplined, you know, then you've got a good chance of going right through and fighting in the paint right until the final buzzer.
Well, they've worked the big man strategy, have the Rivers Hoopers, and Will Perry doing what he is known for, his extra scoring and playmaking at the top of the key. And that's the reason that we have this 44-38 lead for the Rivers Hoopers over Hubers Monastir. There's still a lot of game time left. There will be adjustment made on both sides of the floor. But Hubers Monastir, Amar Nawi has been impressive alongside Chris Crawford, and that backcourt is experienced and can work their magic, especially going into the second half.
But to be honest with you, a team that U.S. Monastir don't like to get rattled. When we get rattled, we see a different face of this U.S. Monastir team. At the moment, they're really keeping well disciplined on the floor, but you know, they don't want to get angry or flustered. In fact, that's what we're trying to avoid seeing.
15 points and 11 and 10, three players in double figures. It's 10 and 7 for Divine Eke, doing a great job there on the rebounding. Asama Manawi, 14, 3 and 3. He has been standout inside the paint and showing us his floater game in abundance when on the floor.
Well, Will Perry's been, of course, with his 15 points, leads all of the scorers here today so far. With two assists. Crawford in possession here. Goes around Omayo, goes for a shot. His shot. And the attempted rebound guy has to do really well. Flings it back out to Holmes. Holmes has it, but there's contact there. Just getting a little bit close into his face is off, yeah.
Oh, right into the body there of Holmes. And that's going to be the fourth team foul. First foul on Ofia.
Asha, we're coming over to you. Just did you get anything from the timeout?
Yeah, Coach Ogo just insisting on defense. Of course, they picked up a foul on this possession here against U.S. Monastir, but they want to continue to put pressure on the ball for Monastir.
A technical foul is called here, and I think it's going to be on Chris Crawford. He had a couple of choice words just on the shot attempt when he went down to ground and he gets hit with a tech. So it will be another free throw shot for the Rivers Hoopers team.
Now, we talked about the importance of not getting flustered, not getting caught up. You know, you don't want to get tangled up in the frustration game because it can play so much against you. You can just lose your focus, and if you're not locked in, and I'll tell you, the U.S. Monastir will need Chris Crawford to be locked in and fully focused for this quarterfinal.
It's that one point that he gives up to the other team. He can kill momentum, but he also gets a second foul. It was not a necessary pickup, I think.
Will Perry. Mayu back into the hands of Omayo. Flings it out. Ofia back out to Perry. Perry goes for a three. This time doesn't manage to sink the points, and he's just stuck a little bit over the line, I think.
Sideline out of bounds for sure. And Ofia, they do so well. Omayo does a great job of just picking up the offensive rebound, making the pass out to the wide open guard. And I think that's one of the most frustrating turnovers in the game of basketball.
20 rebounds for Rivers Hoopers, 19 for U.S. Monastir. 35 seconds to go. Crawford goes up, and it raises what happened before. The frustration is behind him. George Williams celebrates on the bench.
With that layup, he goes into double figures with that 11 points now, Crawford.
Omayo around Crawford, goes on a big charge, goes high, and doesn't manage to get the backboard. It just slips out of his hands.
They do a great job of contesting cleanly on that possession and forcing the ball to go right out of bounds. And they'll have 18.5 seconds to try and manufacture a shot and just perhaps take this game to a one-possession game.
Gayaza slows it down. Holmes picks it up. High press here for Rivers for the moment. Holmes tries to go around the outside. 5 seconds, 4 seconds. Holmes gets it out wide. Long-range shot coming into Wire. And there's no score. And that's the halftime buzzer. And we have a five-point lead for the Rivers Hoopers going into the locker room, led by Will Perry. The Kingsmen have the lead. We'll be back after a break.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, the game continues. It is now halftime at the BK Arena in Kigali, Rwanda's capital. And the score right now, Rivers Hoopers maintain their lead, 45 points to Monastir, 40 points. Yeah. Not a big lead, just right there within its arm reach.
Just to make a statement.
Statement
there,
it's making.
A statement halftime.
Statement there,
ladies
making.
And gentlemen. The Rivers Hoopers are here to hoop. That's a statement they're trying to make against U.S. Monastir in this matchup in the playoffs in Kigali, Rwanda. U.S. Monastir comes in with that win, a crucial win of Petro de Luanda. And Rivers Hoopers came in with a chip on their shoulders after losing a really much-needed game previously against AS Douan. As now they're leading 45-40 in this halftime. It's really crucial for them, for both of the teams.
It's a must-win.
Yes, it's a must-win. Will Perry is leading the charge with his scoring and playmaking abilities. His sharp shooting and excellent court vision have been pivotal, allowing the Hoopers to maintain their lead. Kelvin Amayo utilizing his penetration skills effectively to create opportunities for himself and his teammates. I mean, sorry, I meant Olisemeka, his aggressiveness, the aggressiveness Divine Akitu. We've seen him just going at the board and just, you know, he's willing to give up his body for this.
He's jumping. He's doing hot.
He's whooping. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us, this is the Voice of America's special coverage of the playoffs, season 4 playoffs of Basketball Africa League in Kigali, Rwanda. BK Arena seems full. I don't know whether it's full house, but there's a good number of fans.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, as a player, you want to see the seats all filled up, that feed off of that energy. We were talking about earlier how, you know, it might be tough for the organizers to fill up the BK Arena, given that we don't have any representation from a local team.
Mm-hmm.
The APR, which the Armée Patriotique Rwandais team, which is the league, the top of the league in Kigali, and represented them at the Sahara Conference in Dakar, lost. They didn't do quite well, and therefore we don't have any representation by a local team at the BK Arena this year. Now, for the playoffs, we were worried that maybe that could affect the mood, the attendance and the mood. And usually when you have an empty stadium or empty venue, that also affects the play. You know, the players feed off of that energy. And, you know, we want to see that vibe, the colorfulness. The previous games, as we've seen so far, day number 4 of these playoffs, the stadium, the BK Arena, has had a good, at least, you know, at least to capacity or 70% capacity. Right now, Will Perry leads by 16 points, followed by Olusemeka, 11 points, Divine AK, 10 points, Kelvin Amayo, 6 points, Onebuchi Nwawu with 2 points. On the other hand, Osama Manui with 14 points, Crawford with 11 points for Tunisia. What are the other numbers, talking to Mikey, that we can read from in how this game is proceeding?
Yeah, man. So you've already touched on the leading point scorers, that being Will Perry, Peter Olisemeka, Divine Eke, and Calvin Amayo. All of these, of course, are Rivers Hoopers basketball players. 16 points to Will Perry, Peter Olisemeka with 11 points, and Divine Eke with 10 points. Monastir is not so far behind. Osama Manui with 14 points. Marcus Christopher Rafford with 11 points. Atara James Majok, 7 points. And Duokere with 5 points. And Firas Laini with 2 points. So they're not so far off. What I can point out is, of course, looking at these stats, it's a very balanced game.
Absolutely.
There's not that much star power.
Absolutely.
If we're going to make sense of that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We also have Will Perry pushing his thing, doing his thing. Divine Eke putting in the time, 7 rebounds, 10 points to his name. Looks like he's pushing for a double-double, and he likely will get that double-double.
He was the only Rivers Hoopers the last game to have a double-double.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It looks like he's trying to repeat history, my friend.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, it's a very balanced game, close night game. If it's anything to go by, once again, it keeps...
Absolutely.
But speaking to the testament of how BAL is growing.
Absolutely.
It's speaking to how the playoffs have been a playoff to remember. Yesterday we had South Africa's Cape Town Tigers with Fuster Rabat playing immensely a beautiful, amazing basketball. Today we're seeing Rivers Hoopers do the exact same thing against US Monastir. There has been no blowouts in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's pulled their weight. Everybody's been very competitive. So far it looks like Rivers Hoopers might just take it. However, US Monastir is not
very tough to predict. Mike, you're not in the business of predictions. I know somebody said that before.
It looks. The important phrase was it looks. I didn't say they would.
Right. Absolutely. So 45 points for Rivers Hoopers, 40 for US Monastir in terms of field goal percentage. Both of them are 47%. Again, going back to Mike's point that this is a game that is really well balanced when you look at the assists. US Monastir leads with 12, Rivers Hoopers has 10. Rivers Hoopers has 22 rebounds. US Monastir has 20 rebounds in terms of 3-point advantage is 4-16 for Rivers Hoopers and 2-14 for Tunisia's Monastir. So Tunisia has to pull up their socks. Anyhow, if this first half has been a testament to Rivers Hoopers' resilience and ability to adjust from their previous game, obviously, Will Perry's leadership and scoring have been very vital, supported by his other role players, Divine Eke's dominance on the boards, willing to take the beat down and the fall, but knowing this is it, I have to make this and make that end one. However, as we know, they must remain vigilant against Monastir, a team that has the talent and experience to come back strong in the second half. Monastir, I'm quite sure right now in the locker room, as they're having that conversation with their coach, they're talking about how do we regroup, how do we find ways to give our key players more involved, make them more involved offensively. Guys like Chris Marcus Crawford, Martel Majok. And, you know, we've seen that Crawford has always had this ability to break free from the tight defense with, you know, and that will be crucial in this game as they head into the second quarter, Mike.
Yeah, speaking of some of the players, of course, US Monastir is playing without George Etevi Williams. He's one of the players that were pulled off the court earlier on for, it looks like it seemed as though it was registration problems. So he's not going to be featuring today. And of course, unfortunately, if they lose, he's not going to be featuring for the rest of the tournament. If they win, it might be something that could be rectified and we'll find him playing.
Absolutely.
He had already featured on the court for about 16 seconds. Had a rebound to his name. He's played, I wouldn't say a pivotal point role for the Blue Wave, but he's been a very, I would say, a big contributor towards their success so far, making it this far in the tournament. So it's unfortunate that he won't get to see him feature today. But, of course, the fight continues for the Blue Wave, as we mentioned. It's a very, very close game. 45 points to Rivers Hoopers and 40 points to US Monastir. Not so far.
Absolutely. Chris Crawford, really struggling to find his usual scoring rhythm under the tight defense of the Hoopers. But many ways still contributing with his leadership and playmaking. I tell my joke, my guy from South Sudan, Mikey has been talking about how South Sudan is low-key a powerhouse
not
on the continent.
High-key.
Even though they have not really represented at the
BAL.
We are in season four, and we have not seen a South Sudanese team. However, we have seen a lot of South Sudanese players that are quite pivotal to their teams they're playing for. I tell my joke, you know, he always makes his presence felt in the paint with rebounds and blocks, but he is facing a tough defense and offense from AK and Wilkins, Osama Manui, Firhas Liani, all providing valuable support. But, you know, the Rivers Hoopers are not a team that are going to go down easy. And, you know, they are coming into this with a chip on their shoulder. Usually it's the team that lost the last game, especially in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. When they come in into this type of situation, they are willing to to go above and beyond.
That is correct.
And that's what we are seeing right now. My guy, Will Perry, who we had in my interview with him earlier, and we will replay that maybe in the post game if they do win, was talking about how he had issues with his back, had back spasms in Dakar for the Sahara Conference, but he has been able to do well this time around. I think he has been able to heal, work on his game. And you and I, you were asking me, who would I choose between him and FCUS Derabat's James Jordan?
I call him JJ.
JJ. The man, the 5'5" man with a 7-foot heart. Yeah. Who would I choose? Who would I select for my point guard? And I think as much as I love Will Perry, I think he's a great point guard. He holds right now a BAL record for the most points.
Yes.
And so, you would love to have that guy on your roster. But JJ has shown, especially yesterday and previously, that this, you know, if you can dunk, if you can be an NBA G League dunk champion at 5'10", I want you on my team any day.
Impossible is nothing, my friend.
Absolutely.
People like him live that ethos of impossible is nothing.
Absolutely.
He's got a vertical of about
50 foot vertical.
That is...
He can jump over me and you standing on top
standing
of each
together.
Other.
Exactly. That is absolutely athletic. It's unfortunate we won't get to see him play again.
Yeah.
But
are they out?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
He's gone.
Wow.
Cape Town Tigers is through.
Yeah. Stop,
I don't think
stop
how many
gloating.
Times I gotta
stop
say that
gloating,
to you
Mikey.
To get it.
In case you're just joining us, this is the Basketball Africa League coverage, special coverage on the Voice of America. Voice of America is a partner, broadcasting partner of the BAL for the last four seasons. We hope to maintain that partnership. We enjoy being in studio here, bringing you this analysis and commentary. Mikey and I,
who's we?
Mark Bell, and we the people.
I want to correct. I want to broadcast from Kigali, my friend. Okay.
enjoy the AC of of Studio 3, my friend, and the game. So we are watching it on screen, and we are happy for all of you guys who are joining us online. For those of you who want to watch previous games, they're being broadcast on NBA TV, on BAL website, bal.nba.com, or at voanews.com or voaafrica.com. That's where you can catch previous games, some highlight reels, mm-hmm. see some of those crazy dunks and, you know, crazy plays from guys like JJ, the point guard from FUS Derabat. Hopefully we'll see him next season, Mike. You think he'll be back?
I'm sure he will. I mean, BAL has had a reputation of being able to keep the best of the best.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't be surprised. What I likely won't see him in is in a Fuster Rabat jersey.
Mm.
But I'm pretty sure there'll probably likely be a team or two that will pick him up. I'd love to see him at Cape Town Tigers. That would look amazing, and that team would be
of course you would.
Unstoppable, brother.
You got the resources. Do you got the resources,
yeah,
Mikey?
I'm sure Cape Town. Listen, Cape Town Tigers is looking like it's ready to pick up. Especially after this historic performance, I'm pretty sure next season there's something.
Yo, but if they did pick up JJ, that would be fire, though.
That would be... Oh.
That would be they would be unstoppable.
Coach Mlungi Singwenya, please.
I listen to Mikey.
Do the thing.
talk to Zero Ramaphosa and say, give us some resources.
Exactly.
Inject give some us funding.
But yeah, man, we've got a couple of players, of course, as you mentioned, Will Perry is among those that are already doing amazing things. What we're talking about, looking at back at the whole tournament at up until today, Will Perry's on the list of players who have probably put up the most points. Marcus Crawford is also on that other list. Those are two of the players that are playing right now that are on that list of players who have really put up the most points. Average assists, we also have Will Perry, who's also on those average assists. He's the only player. Oh, and Calvin Amayo, and coincidentally, they're both on the list of assists for today. And of course, rebounds, which speaks to the defensive prowess of both teams. We have Peter Olisemeka, who is second on the list of how many people have the most rebounds so far in conference play and playoffs. The first one, interestingly, who's already gone home is Maluach, Kelvin Maluach of the City Oilers. So those are some of the stats. Divine Eke also joins Peter Olisemeka in terms of people that have the most amount of rebounds. Speaking more to the defensive prowess.
Absolutely. And as we enter into this third quarter, we are hoping to see more of the Rivers Hoopers being effective in moving that ball, as we've seen in the past two quarters, and finding the open man. Will Perry being the guy to orchestrate this offense brilliantly, as he has done in the past, utilizing guys like Divine AK down the defense and creating open looks for shooters, capitalizing on those second chance rebounds. And ladies and gentlemen, let's go back to Kigali.
Divine and Will, thank you guys for joining me, both physically and mentally. How are you preparing?
Let's go back to the game in Kigali.
Yes.
Regain possession here.
Go interesting. They go zone. Yeah, we've seen a lot of zone used throughout these quarterfinals. And coming out of the timeout, this coverage on Perry going zonal.
Oh, Amayo just with a beautiful pass there, blocked and stopped there by the Blue Empire. They go up as an attempt. Oh, Perry goes under and up.
Slices right into the zone, and he figures out a way to unlock his first 2 points in the second half.
Brilliant start for them. 7-point lead is Crawford. Crawford will look to try and change that around. Manoe uses Liliani for a big screen, high screen, shot clock down to 8. It goes up, and it goes in. How about that big bucket for Manoe? He goes up to 17.
Feel and flow right now, Manoe, and that is his career high in the Basketball Africa League.
It is just the only third three-pointer for U.S. Monastir.
Yeah, and that's not what we're familiar with, is it? We see a lot more than that, but Manoe hitting the big bucket. Of course, Crawford can do that. In fact, Leani can do that. We saw his buzzer beater already. He's managed to provide his team with a fantastic buzzer beater there for U.S. Monastir. Mayo Perry. Round that goes quickly between the bigs, goes up for two. Oh, it's another 2 points. This is remarkable. He's up to 20 points now, Perry.
Well, they're not keeping the ball out of his hands. He splits that blitz that comes up to the top of the key and gets into a space that allows him to make an open jump shot.
It's interesting the way that we discussed, just whether or not they would try and take out Will Perry. Well, here's Manoe going up for another three. Goes up, and it goes in. This is just fine quality long-distance shooting for both teams.
Right, he's unlocking a new level. This is Samamara now. We're up to 20 points, and he ties Will Perry in terms of the game's leading scorer.
Amayo. That was last touch came from Amayo. Look at Manoe. Gets rid of Eke. Step back, watches where his feet are, and there's the release.
Wow, perfect use of the head fake, ball fake. It's the ball on the floor, and coming back down the other side, you look at the skill, the depth skill, going with the offhand, with the right hand, and he finishes going up and under.
Great protection of the ball from Berry. They lead by three, the Hoopers. But it's U.S. Monastir in possession here. Coach Kadani will be happy. There's Crawford just inside the arc, made safe there by Olusemeka, Nigerian international. Omaya once again down into the corner, swing back out. Wilkins drops it into the paint. Eke trying to go around. Majok does enough to stop it from draining.
Does enough on the contest.
Mahanawi! Fast transition. Beautiful score. And look at that. Crawford, of course, designed it.
Eight big Mahanawi points out of the halftime break. Wow, fantastic scoring.
Hoopers lead by one. We're 10 seconds left on the shot clock. And Perry up to 22.
Well, who wants this? Who wants it?
It is the Perry show right now.
It's magical, isn't it? It's all happening here. Mahanawi, surely not. Unfortunately, couldn't get the three on that occasion. Olusemeka makes the rebound. Next up, and Hoopers go again. The Kingsmen into enemy territory. This third quarter is fascinating, it's riveting, it's vastly competitive. Down into the corner, Amaya, will he get his three? Oh, he goes high over the top. Olusemeka's there to make sure that it's dumped in.
And this is the thing, the shot is missed, but you've got a big presence inside the paint, and Olusemeka, he punches it home, rewards himself for the hard work.
Crawford, 11 points, providing his team with many assists. Kanuni goes right through the traffic. Little bit of intervention. Perry picks it up. Mayo down into the paint. Olusemeka flicks it back out. Wilkins goes for a three-pointer. Off the front, off the rim. Leani makes it safe.
It was a really hard work there by Mahanawi to tap it back into the hands of Leani.
Crawford. Majok picks it up. Oh, Perry getting in the way. That was very courageous play from Perry defensively. Amayo goes up and he gets called for the foul. Crawford, that'll be his turn.
Well, Perry's not only getting it done on the offensive end, that was really sharp work, great awareness to get into that passing lane, and then back they come the other way. He's such a tough cover because of his big body and his athleticism. And Amayo, when you look again there, you see work from Perry. He reads the pass, he gets into the space. Nothing Majok could do on the catch.
Usher just coming to you. We've got two players. We've got Crawford and Majok, two the starting fives, of course, for U.S. Monastir with three fouls each.
Yeah, of course, it's a big of a concern there because those two players consist of the offensive face of this U.S. Monastir side. But there'll be a change on the floor with Dukure coming in for Chris Crawford just to give him a breather. I mean, it's been an end-to-end action here today, but of course it actually comes in for Firas Layani, who is treating his left foot. I'll give you an update soon.
There's the shot going in. He gets his second, of course, up to 54-48, and Ganuni taking the ball up into enemy territory. Here we go, and Majok leaves it for Crawford. Pressure cooker situation taking place. Shot clock down to 9. Dukuri trying to get his pass to Kanuni. Eke doing the damage, but they get ball back.
Still nice defensive pressure. They take some time off the shot clock. They've got to continue to apply their pressure and see if they can't get a stop on this possession.
Crawford looks for Majok. Majok trying to move into the paint. Calls for the ball, picks it up, gets his hands on it. Tries to go up over the glass. Dukuri can't get the rebound. Amayo racing up. That's the pass. That's the dunk. Put it in. Massive score. Eke.
What a fantastic piece of individual work from Calvin Amayo. And it's right there to put the icing on the cake is Divine Eke. Elevates. Detonates.
56-48. Rivers lead Monastir.
Divine Eke having the game of his life.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Divine Eke, that forward from New Jersey with Nigerian roots. The guy, I think I could see. So right after they lost their last game, which was the first game in the playoffs, He was on, he like instantly, I think it was even that in the locker room, he went on his IG live, and I could tell how sad and distraught he was and disappointed in himself or just in his team. You know, he was just listening to music, chill, like in this very melancholic mood. And I saw a man who does not want to be in that position again.
He doesn't want to lose.
And so what we see today, you know, him relying on Will Perry to make those plays for him. Mm-hmm. And he's just going at it. He's going to be the difference maker in today's, you know, eventually, I think the way it looks, you are not in the prediction game. I can be sometimes, and at the way it looks to me is the energy is on, the momentum is on the Rivers Hoopers side with 56 points.
That's not a prediction, my friend. Indonesia, that's not a prediction.
You're right. And let's go back to Kigali.
Reel them back in. Usher, coming out of that timeout, did you? What have you heard?
Yeah, Coach Ogo obviously insisting that defense is what has gotten them this 8-point lead. He wants them to continue to play like that, together communicating so that they can have a chance on the offense on the other side.
Crawford with a massive three in the corner.
Lights it up from downtown there. Chris Crawford up to 14 points. That's tough shot making under pressure.
You know, he's got that experience. He knows exactly what the score is. Oh, he's been put up. That is just delightful. Amayo setting it up on Isameka. He's up to 15 now.
I'm really surprised that the U.S. Monastir now made adjustments inside the paint. Amayo continues to attack hard, and that's a beautiful pass on the drop off for Olisameka.
And Olisameka just getting in the way of Crawford on that occasion. He'll pick up a foul, and that'll be his first because he's been super disciplined so far.
And you look, you're attacking again. It's been a strategy. They're taking the shot-blocking ability away from Ajok. He passes the ball up in the air, and once again, it's a time drop. And only Sameka there to finish.
Only Sameka with 13 points. He's got 8 rebounds as well. Coasting towards a double-double, something that we often see him produce.
Well, he averages around a double-double and has done that. As he's continued to grow in confidence and also find familiarity within the team, you understand that he's a rebounding big on both ends of the floor, and he can finish close range, but they've utilized him more as a lob threat than actually an ISO threat inside that painted area.
Crawford up to the free throw line, 15 points for him, 7 assists, 3 rebounds. Again, his numbers have been fantastic, and he hit a 3-pointer. He's scoring from the free throw line.
He's seen so many of these close, important games as Chris Crawford. He will play a role as we get closer and closer to the money end of this contest.
4:08 left in this third quarter, and Calvin Amayo in possession, trying to deal with Manawi. Races through, goes up. The acceleration from that man, Amayo, absolutely top quality.
It's actually astounding. He's able to just blow by the defense and finishes quite easily under the rim.
Usher, has he got an overdrive button that he presses? What's going on here?
That's exactly what happens. You're spot on.
Majok hustling on the ground. Wilkins is down there as well. Great work from Majok. You know how much he's a warrior. We talk about it. Such an important player to have, you know, on the floor for a U.S. Monastir, because he won't stop fighting until it's his.
Well, you talk about bodies on the line. Coaches love to see players put their bodies on the line. And if you're a veteran, experience big is doing it. It sets a great tone for the rest of the players on the floor.
Crawford down into the corner. Decorey gets the ball back. That is just bombastic. Decorey demolition job.
Somebody needs to file a case of assault on the rim because Surya Decorey has been super aggressive.
5-point lead. Hoopers, Kingsmen. 13 assists to 14. Amayo, is he going to go around Crawford? No, he goes up for a big three. Dropping in to say hello. Wow.
Because you have to respect his ability to get by you. He steps back on this one and he pulls the trigger and hits the three ball.
Fourth player to get into double figures. He's up to 12. Crawford drives through and he's now up to 18.
The defense is not able to provide much resistance here for both ends of the floor. The offense has opened up remarkably.
We don't mind. Mayo drops it into the path. He goes up and he goes in. Is there a little tap in? Well, it's goaltending, it looks like.
Yeah, offensive interference. Not going to go their way. So it will be US minus three of basketball. And this gives them a chance to bring it back under a two-possession game.
Crawford, Manawi, calling for the pass. Doesn't get it. Bites his time, Crawford. He knows what the score is, because when he produces shots like that, oh, skyfall.
He is the hot hat right now, and you watch out, because Marcus Chris Crawford hit another three, 21 points for U.S. Monastir, and he brings it back within one possession.
How about that? Majestic, bombastic, brilliant Crawford. He knows it, up to 21.
Amazing work from that man, Marcus Chris Crawford. Of course, he helped Achille Libya qualify for this road to the BAL. And the timeout is called there by Coach Oga Odadu. And where we are now is an interesting facet inside the game, because it was 45-40 at the half. It's now a three-point game. And Rivers Hoopers, all they have to continue to do, really, is figure out the ways to continue to score. And if they continue to do that, they have to figure out a way to stop that man from scoring.
Well, I think you definitely have very long ears, or you're a magician. That's exactly what Coach Ogo wants to address here with the Rivers Hoopers. They know that Chris Crawford is the man with the hot hand, 21 points already, and so their target now will be to try and stop him, even if it means double-teaming him.
I've got an idea. If I was Coach Ogo, I would probably tie the laces of Crawford and Manawi together so that they couldn't get the hold of the ball.
That's very sneaky of you, Robbie.
sneakers.
Sneaky sneakers.
Listen,
that's also illegal.
Oh, okay. All right. So we don't want anybody picking up any bad rules just from me, right? You're right, Q. Sorry, don't listen to me. Here we go. We're going up high. There's the attempt to try and get the ball. It's going to be the Hoopers who get possession. And this is a titanic tussle between Hoopers and Monastir here today. And as we see, it's a three-point lead that Hoopers have.
And the one thing about these battles that we've seen in the quarterfinals, teams that have played each other and know each other, and they've understood the players and their roles and their style of play, it hasn't cancelled each other out, but it made for some really intriguing, closely contested battles. And this USM Rivers Hoopers contest is one of those really intriguing, closely contested battles.
Goes up, Amayo! We talk about the amazing Amayo. How about that for a timely three?
He has come alive offensively in the third quarter. A fantastic shot making from downtown.
Manawi, Majok. Crawford picks it up. Perry's in his face, trying to stop him, not allowing him to get past. Gets a step back. Two. Nicely scored. Crawford up to 23.
Well, he really liked his matchup against Will Perry inside the post there. What a great shot from that man, Chris Crawford.
Patience being pivotal there before he unleashed his beast of a shot. Olusem Eke picked up. Eke! Beautiful pass. Good vision and a great score.
That's just a great offensive possession for the Rivers Hoopers. It's the patience, understanding that there was no defense coming, the drop off. And Eke, he finishes again up top.
.105 left in this third quarter. 6-point lead flung out. Decorey goes for three. Off the front, off the side of the rim. Picked up, made safe by Amayo. Gets the rebound.
And the
goes again.
Comes across on Chris Crawford, and he makes the pass across to Decorey. He gets a wide open shot, but doesn't make it four.
Shot clock down to seven. 40 seconds left in this third. Needs to go and release something. Amayo swatted away. Get out of there. Majok does the damage there. That is the Majok SWAT teams in the house.
Needs no introduction. And the SWAT team activated. Both Decorey and Majok go up, but it's that man Majok who pick up the block. Possession still with the Rivers Hoopers. 1.3 seconds left on the shot clock.
Well, just a quick update for you guys. George Williams will play after all in this game. He's been cleared.
Thank you for that update. We saw him warming up and, you know, just stretching those legs a little bit. Well, a timely arrival.
Well, that's going to make this fourth quarter even more interesting.
Absolutely. You talk about interesting, and with Chris Crawford with three personal fouls and 23 points already, of course, he's been the target. And now Coach Kiridani just giving George Williams a bit of those instructions, and he will need to come on and give Chris Crawford a bit of a break before we go into that fourth quarter, the oldest decisive one.
22 seconds to go. Crawford goes up. Yeah, he doesn't manage to get his shot. There's an opportunity here. And 15 seconds left to play, the last play of the third, and they've got a chance to extend that six-point lead if they can get a score from this. Shot clock down to the 6-5. Needs to go from it. Foul from Ganuni.
That might have been the smart option, I think, from Ganuni. You're not going to allow Amayo to get up and get that shot, because he only shoots it at 46% from the free throw line. However, they still have fouls to give, so they can foul consecutively with these 4.3 seconds that are left.
Will Perry picked up, shot needs to come in, picked up, needs to go up for the layup. Well, there was two players, they were going for the same ball. They needed to just make the call.
Off balance, Olisemeka couldn't find his touch, and that's the way that we end this third quarter.
68-62, time for a break.
Rivers Hoopers maintaining their lead. We just got we're about to enter into the fourth quarter of the game. Rivers Hoopers 68 points, Monastir 62 points, and of course Marcus Christopher Crawford is the game's leading point scorer with 23 points. But the boy Will Perry still doing his thing with 22 points, and of course four assists. Calvin Amayo just behind him with 15 points. And five rebounds, and then Peter Olisemeka also has 15 points. But for the Blue Wave, that is Monastir, Osama Manui has 22 points, and Attar James Majok.
Is that what we're points. Calling them, the Blue Wave?
That's what they call themselves, bro.
Oh, you're not making this up.
You think I'm making it? They call themselves the Blue Wave.
Yes. Chris Crawford has found his rhythm in this second half, especially beyond that arc, shooting a couple of throws, three-pointers. His hot hand has been crucial. Again, making those pivotal three-pointers that have kept Monastir in contention right now. It's 68-62, Monastir trailing by 6 points. We also seen Atel Majok has been a force in the paint, contributing significantly on both ends of the court with his rebounding, shot blocking, and inside scoring. On the other hand, the Rivers Hoopers leading Rivers Hoopers with 22 points. Perry has really been exceptional as always, driving the offense with his scoring and playmaking. What else are the numbers telling us, Mikey?
Man, as we mentioned, I think it just first thing to easily point out is that Divine Akers having the game of his life. And I've said that before, but I will continue preaching that Divine Akers is one of the contributing factors. But of course, he's not just alone. Calvin Amayo is also another contributing factor behind this. Will Perry is also having another game. I won't call it game of his life because he's the BAL's leading point scorer. Mm. But he's a huge contributing factor behind what is allowing Rivers Hoopers to keep their lead. But once again, I keep preaching this. The game is not so far off.
It's balanced.
It's not like Monastir is out of it. We've seen time and time again Monastir close that game. We've seen Marcus Christopher Crawford banging three-pointers like it's nothing, hence why he is the game's leading point scorer. So they still need to look out for him, and I think Rivers Hoopers need to keep their game a little more tight to maintain this lead. Otherwise, Marcus Christopher Crawford, if you keep leaving him open, he will be a nightmare.
Absolutely. With Crawford hitting up from the three-point range, Monastir will likely continue to look for him on the perimeter, so expect more of those off-ball screens to free up Crawford for some open looks. So let's go back to Kigali.
players to hit big scores, you know, at prime times when they haven't managed to do so beforehand.
Right, he was great in orchestrating that comeback against AS Duan late in the fourth quarter. He was the fire starter as far as the Rivers Hoopers were concerned in that game in the fourth quarter.
Perry, Amayo goes for three. Off the metal, back out. Decorey has it. Marnawi, Majok in the paint. Wilkins is trying to stall him. They get possession back.
I think he actually took the wrong option, and he gets contact there on the face, and he's looking around, and he really wants the call. Because you see here in transition, he draws, Perry gets by him, and had frozen Wilkins there. The hand comes across. It looks like it touches him on the face there.
That's a big, big, big call that is, because Crawford's just been fouled by Amayo shooting a three-pointer. And we know where he's going to go from there.
Yeah, you don't foul a shooter on a three-point shot, especially not someone who shoots a free throw, who shoots free throws at 90.9%. He's probably the second best free throw shooter in the Basketball Africa League at this point.
Ahead of the other guy who's actually on the floor as well.
Exactly.
The hot-handed Perry. The first one's good. But just look, it was a 9-point lead for the Hoopers at one point. Now it's US Monastir bringing it down. And of course, two from three. And it'll probably be three from three.
Chris Crawford has played every single minute of this contest, and I don't think you can pull him off the floor if you wanted to.
Well, you know, sometimes you get the, we know that he's a veteran, but he's a young veteran, 31 years of age. So, you know, he can play 40 minutes.
Yeah, and he looks like he's in great shape, and he has been playing at a high level throughout the conference, throughout these playoffs.
The only player capable of doing the same is Asha Kumidisha.
Wow, I see what you're doing, guys.
Oh, come on. Perry goes up, misses the three, back off the metal. Majok making it safe. Picked up by Crawford, fast transition. Williams in the corner. 6-point lead. Hoopers have the finger on the pulse at the moment, but US Monastir in the house. Oh, snatched out of the sky ahead of Decorey. And there's Eke trying to leave it. Oh, it's Perry for three. Oh, it's just made safe there. The rebound taken by Majok.
Right now it feels like Williams is still trying to acquaint himself with the pace of the game. A couple of poor decisions on both two offensive possessions.
God, that's a lot of hustling down there in the Hoopers' defensive zone. Finally, they pick up possession. The Kingsmen with a royal battle in defense. 7:45 left to play in this fourth. It's still a 6-point lead, but Hooper's in possession. Amayo goes up three, doesn't fall, doesn't get drained. That's great work. That is Olisemeka rebounding like a titan in the paint.
That is his 7th offensive rebound. He goes inside the paint and he goes. That'll be his 10th rebound in total, but he has been a monster on the offensive glass for Rivers Hoopers.
And as we said, he's a double-double man, 15 points and 10, of course, and so well-disciplined with zero fouls against him.
This is the only area of the game that he needs to improve, and that's from the free throw line. Right around 50%, he misses the first on that attempt.
I kind of want to say it's forgivable, but it might not be because you need those points.
It makes strategic sense to foul him, especially in late-game situations.
Usher, do you agree with Q?
Absolutely. Always on Q's side.
Oh, really? That's new.
Come on.
I'm learning new things today.
Is the word always not clear, guys?
We never stop learning about each other. That's the beautiful thing about it. Oh, Eke getting a snagging Majok, who falls uncomfortably.
Right, he looked like he hit his back hard on that four, but
The thing was his fingers still connected to Eke, because they got tangled up and he was still going forward, hence the reason that the big man fell down hard. And they're going to assess the situation. Just look at that, he's got his, so the right hand of Amayo on the arm of Majok, you can see it here. Yeah, it's not looking good for Amayo, is it?
Well, I'm not sure about the second part. I know there was a little bit of extra selling from Bajor. It's hard to determine from that.
You're saying an extra little bit of flop?
A little bit.
Asha, come on, give us your opinion.
I was literally sitting there, but as you know, I'm not official referee, huh?
Well, we won't put you on the spotlight, don't worry. We'll get to see the review will be looked at by, of course, Chalisa Painter. And Ibrahim Mustafa of Egypt.
They saw the pictures that we saw, and that we will get their interpretation shortly.
Yeah, we will. Very quick, quick review. They've already assessed. They'll come together and give us their opinion.
Well, it is going to definitely be considered as an unsportsman foul. Shooting two on the line, ball possession goes to US Monasterio with 14 seconds on the clock.
Thank you, Asha. Important moment, of course. They trail by 7 US Monasterio, but of course, Majok will go straight to the free throw line.
75% free throw shooter Andrew Major.
And Amayo up to 4 fouls, of course, so that's going to put him in trouble at a clinical time in this encounter when he's needed badly.
They certainly do need him on the floor. And that is a big moment with 7:27 left in this fourth and final quarter. Possession is for U.S. Monastir.
And Crawford goes up, and there's the shot, nicely done. Again, a bucket worth its weight in gold as he goes up to 28, and it is just a 3-point game.
He is taking responsibility in the moments that matter, and it's paying off for U.S. Monastir and Chris Crawford.
Hoopers looking to react, shot clock down to 8 seconds. That is the tussle. Well, the attempt to get it back in, back out, and Perry goes down. And there is another foul, and it will be
Ganuni.
Ganuni, who picks up the foul, goes straight to the free throw line. And this is going to be the story of this fourth quarter, you get the impression, as the foul count starts to rise because of the what's at stake here and how physical both teams are. We're going to see a lot more shooting from the free throw line.
And another thing is the ability of U.S. Monastir to try and control the defensive glass. That was another offensive rebound. It comes off second and third chance opportunities. And then you said Will Perry to the free throw line in this pressure situation.
Amaya is still on the floor. Asha, are you surprised at that?
No, absolutely not. Coach Ogo has a lot of confidence in Amaya. He knows he can take care of himself. They need him on that floor, whatever happens.
Perry with his first foul. He just got the ball on the sideline.
Third team foul for Rivers Hoopers.
Cape Town Tigers were always it's a benchmark when you get 5 team fouls high up in the quarter. It's not where the Rivers Hoopers want to be. There's a landslide of activity from the other side. If that's the case, Ganuni fouls Perry. 3 fouls each.
It's going to be the fourth foul on that man, Ganuni. And contesting the ball, 50-50 situation. Both, like you said, both teams are 3 fouls apiece. It's interesting. There's very small margins available right now.
Well, it's like walking on eggshells, isn't it, as we enter this pivotal end of this quarterfinal. Perry goes through, Perry goes up, tries to get it back out. Wilkins for 3. Wilkins for a big bucket, comes back off the metal. Picked up by Ganuni. It's been brought back into the hands of Amayo.
It was Will Perry, just a great anticipation again, taps it into the path of Romário to control the possession.
But they're fighting for everything like savage dogs. Beautifully done, set up! Oh my, that is delightful. Ola Sameka up to 18. But how about the pass?
There's nothing they can do. No air traffic control available. And Ola Sameka, he just takes control of the airways.
Matjok, oh, Matjok's reaction. It's massive. He had to get off the rim quite quickly though, didn't he?
He sure did. Picked up those two important points. It is up to 11 now. Adil Matjok.
Romário. How tense is this? Goes around the outside, Romário down into the corner. It's Eke. It goes over the top, picked up by Ganuni. The Blue Empire move into position. Crawford flings it out to Marnawi. Hitting threes, let it go out of fashion. Matjok comes into the frame. Shot clock down to nine. Crawford in possession, building on his 28, but maybe made safe by Wilkins. Romário calms it down.
Great defensive possession. The Candice on the shot and the picking up rebound there from Divine Eke.
Ola Sameka. Oh, that's a drive that goes up. That's a put-in. Oh, Eke in the right place at the right time. But they were like snapping crocodiles, just waiting to actually get themselves the ball.
Right, he's remarkably effective inside the paint. Sometimes he can take a three. He's not an effective three-point shooter. You'd like to see him attacking the paint.
Marnawi driving into the paint, tries to get it high over the top. As the attempt to try and pick it up to Corey, does the damage. Brilliant score.
Battle Royal. It's always almost a Royal Rumble inside there as Ducore finishes with the left hand. Fourth team foul call. And it's going to be an and one opportunity. US Monastir, they're trying to keep it close.
78 points to 73. Romário, double-double.
And he really has passed the ball so well.
78-73.
Rivers Hoopers not letting up, and so is Monastir. I saw Chris Crawford going down a couple of times. Seems a little tired. He's the best shooter so far.
Yeah.
But, I mean, Rivers Hoopers, Mikey, I told you, they did not come to play, for lack of a better word. Look at Divine Eke with those rebounds. And just the playmaking, you know, when you see the ball moving around the court with that type of effectiveness, mm-hmm. it's really hard to defend.
Yeah, absolutely. You're correct. Speaking to why they're leading, as we mentioned early on, Rivers Hooper 78 points. I'm going to steer with 73 points. Will Perry is still Rivers Hooper's leading point scorer, followed by Peter Olisemeka with 18 points and Divine Eke with 16 points. But he's still having the game of his life. Peter Olisemeka with a double, 18 points, 11 rebounds. Divine Eke, 16 points, 8 rebounds. And of course, Kevin Romário with 6 rebounds to his name. But 10 assists also. Will Perry with 24 points and 4 assists. And Divine Eke with 16 points and 2 assists. Marcus Christopher Crawford is the game's leading point scorer with 28 points. Followed by Usama Manui with 22 points. And of course, Adair James Matjok, 11 points. But he also has 7 rebounds. Asadio Ducre, 7 rebounds, and Usama Manui with 4 rebounds. Marcus Christopher Crawford is not only the game's leading point scorer, but he's also the game's leading assistant with 8 assists. His name, Usama Manui with 4 assists, and Afiras Lahani with 3 assists. Jekyll.
I mean, I feel like the defensive strategy so far in this quarter for U.S. Monastir is to try and contain Will Perry, apply more pressure on him to limit his scoring and force him to make those tough shots and passes. But let's go back to Kigali for these final four minutes in this fourth quarter.
To pick up those fouls and go to the free throw line and extend this lead.
Well, this is vital times. Perry goes up for three. Doesn't get his shot picked up by Crawford. Crawford racing up. always pinched. Great work there from EK.
EK does amazing work to control that position.
And you know the fact that Crawford's been on the floor, he's really frustrated with himself from losing that ball, but Amayo picking it up, he's going to try and go now into single figures. Amayo step back, it's a little bit short. Back out, Wilkins drops it in for EK. Amayo, shot clock down to six, need to get the shot in, the shot goes high, it comes off the metal, it's gone out of bounds.
You got to credit US Monastir defense. They held firm. There was contest on every single shot, and Garnouni heel hit to the bench with four fouls. And look, and George Williams will come in for the final 3 minutes of this one.
Crawford on the edge of the arc. And that's another shot that doesn't fall. Perry and Crawford missing their long range shots. It's not the right time to start missing the shots at this time of the game.
It's the pressure time now. This is it, the business end of this contest.
Less than 3 minutes to go, a 5-point lead. Perry in possession, goes through, goes up, goes in. That is just sublime. Absolutely top quality there. A little glance across at the US Monastir bench as well. He deals with Majok.
That's amazing finishing.
Manawi, oh, it rolls around, it doesn't drop. And that's a...
Can't believe that spun out.
Can't believe it. Gravitational issues, who knows? Setting it up once again. Well, he can't smash that in. And EK hits the deck. Olisemeka not on the floor, of course. That's a wild pass. Perry picks it up.
Every single possession and the value of it amplifies in the final 2 minutes.
Asha, do you feel there's a bit of nerves on the floor?
There is nerves. It explains the last two turnovers for US Monastir at such a crucial time in the game.
Oh, wow! Hit the three! Amayo, magic!
I'm not sure if he planned to go bank, but it doesn't matter. The bank is open, and so Rivers Hoopers go up 10 on the Amayo make.
Biggest lead so far, Manawi. Manawi goes for the big three. Rivers Hoopers, it's all about floor management now. You can see the Perry and Amayo trying to get back up into position here. Shot clock down to 9. Perry. Again, he's going to try and get around. He goes over the top. That is just unbelievable. Perry is just hitting it big time. Up to 28 he goes.
Right, he sends the crowd into a frenzy on that make. Will Perry, amazing. 28 points, and he big time under pressure shot making from Amayo and Will Perry. And it is setting up a very intriguing final 90 seconds, but Rivers Hooper's firmly in control.
12 points. Wow, this is just incredible. Amayo's still on the floor. Been on the floor for the last 6 minutes since he picked up that fourth foul. The timeout called by Coach Kadani. This is just riveting. Again, another fascinating quarterfinal showdown. We couldn't have asked for more.
But it's a game of inches, a game of possession. We've just seen two juggernauts go at each other for the last 39 minutes. We've got 1 minute 15 seconds left. And it is going to come down to some game management here from the Rivers Hoopers. If US Monastir can hit a couple of quick shots, it could still make the final. 85 seconds of this one, remarkably interesting.
Of course, the winner of this clash will take on Al Ahly of Libya, debutants in the BAL this season. I see a Nigerian flag. They're going wild just behind the Hoopers bench.
I'm actually sitting next to them. They're very excited about this. Of course, history beckons for this Rivers Hoopers side. They've done so much this season to make a case for themselves and also for Nigerian domestic basketball.
Possession in the hands of George Williams, US Monastir. Crawford, Williams have to try and get themselves points. Rivers Hoopers on 5 fouls, of course, so they can take advantage of that. Oh, Williams does well, goes up for the 2, scores the 2.
Strong take there from Williams as he attacks inside the paint. Now it's decision time for US Monastir.
8-point game. 10-point game, sorry. But a minute and 5 seconds remaining. Amayo breaks free, goes up. Well, Majok getting in his way. And that will be, what, four fouls for Ata Majok.
Yeah, he picks up his fourth foul. It might not be such a bad thing for Majok or for U.S. Monastir. It might be a little bit of concern. You see, I might have tried to clear out, but Majok in the wrong as he extends past the cylinder, picks up the foul. And now it's going to put some pressure free throws on Calvin Amayo, who's a 46% free throw shooter.
Ten points, Usher. U.S. Monastir feeling a bit nervous, I imagine.
Well, U.S. Monastir will need a miracle. Of course, we've seen some in the game of basketball, but there's still so much basketball to be played.
Decorey, we got 1 minute remaining here. Got to get points. 3 points goes up. Crawford. Oh, that is crisp from Crawford, and he gets his 28 points.
You have to respect his ability to shoot the basketball. That takes him up to 31. That is a great read. In transition, he pulls back, nothing but confidence, and an immediate timeout comes on the make from Chris Crawford.
31 points, 28 for Barry, and Coach Odadu make it, calling the timeout, of course. Olisemeka has been off. He's a player that they need to probably bring back on and make sure that he's in the paint for this final minute.
Well, the danger is, and we spoke about it, so Calvin Amayo, Peter Olisemeka are not great free throw shooters. It will probably be recognized by the U.S. Monastir bench. If you're trying to figure out a way back, a quick foul on either one of those two bigs, and you still have to believe that you have a chance down the stretch.
Look at these numbers. They're pretty impressive, aren't they?
They certainly are, tying his BAL high. 31 points and 8 assists for that man, Chris Crawford. Osama Ranawi, a standout performance with his 22-4-4, but it's Will Perry, 28-5-5. And
two double-doubles.
Peter Olisemeka, 18 points, 11 rebounds, and Amayo's got 10 assists in this one alongside his 18 points.
Sivan Eke, 16 and 11. Again, quality basketball straight out of the top drawer. Crawford, oh, he's outstanding. Absolutely quality shooting. Oh, loss of possession for Will Perry. Williams lays it up for two. It's a 5-point game.
Ideal for U.S. Monastir, not ideal for the Rivers Hoopers.
Divine Eke down into the corner, back to Perry, using the clock. 40 seconds remaining.
What they don't want to do is foul Will Perry.
Both on five team fouls. Ah, there's a foul there by Manawi, and of course Perry will go to the free throw line, and he's only missed one.
He
in
has
his BAL career, and that was in the first game last year.
They say stats don't matter when the pressure is on, and right now it's up to Will Perry to make some pressure free throws with 30.2 seconds left.
And both of these, you get 7 points, and Asha, I'm sure that you'll agree that that could be enough for the Rivers Hoopers.
Yeah, they definitely just need one more, and they'll have one leg in the semifinals.
And a change there. Amayo goes off, and on will come Johnson and Aye. Flick back, they win possession back, and the Hoopers get possession. 26 seconds remaining. He's going to go on a wily run to Corey Fowles, and he goes straight to the free throw line once again.
Well, his streak finally comes to an end there. Will Perry, as he misses that free throw, but they pick up the offensive rebound. He holds the ball, and he's got a chance now to go back to the free throw line. Just have a look on that rebound. The foul comes in from Decore.
He just he won't mind, though. He won't mind. You know, he won't mind.
He won't mind at all.
Well, that's the 7-point lead that they're looking for. Kind of out of reach. 23.4 seconds remaining.
Amayo off the floor for a little bit.
Nicely done. Well, there you go. It's okay. He's only missed 2 free throw shots in 2 seasons.
Now, told you down the stretch when the pressure was on, stats don't matter. It's the ability of the player to recognize the moment, but they have done fantastically well, have the Rivers Hoopers. They picked up that rebound. Will Perry makes two pressure free throws, and now the ball is in the court of the U.S. Monastir team. They need a quick make, a quick three, and they are going to have to keep the ball out of Will Perry's hands and let someone else go to the free throw line and perhaps get another quick make on the other side.
Listen, the body language from the Hoopers is that they're in a very, very good place. They've never made it to the semifinals. They're in a royal position to do so. The Kingsmen will be the toast of Nigeria if they can get this victory here today. Usher, this is, I mean, you talked about history. This is massive.
This is massive, and of course there will be amazing scenes in Niger Street in Port Harcourt, where this Rivers Hoopers side is best. It means so much for the Nigerian basketball fraternity, but there's 23 seconds on the clock.
8 points. Williams in possession. Got to stop the clock, but they got to score points as well. Williams, Crawford, out to Ducori. Ducori for three. Oh, hit me with a big three. And it's a 5-point game.
Ideal that for U.S. Monastir. It's a big-time pressure shot to make from Ducori. It's the pass from Crawford. That is supreme shot making from Ducore. Timeout called again. Coach Oga Odadu needs to have a conversation with his team.
19.7 seconds. Less than 4 seconds taken off the clock, and a 3-point scoreline. A 3-point scored, of course.
They have to deny ball pass to Will Perry and get a quick foul on a non-reliable free throw shooter. Now, the one weakness in the Rivers Hoopers game has been that. And so if you can find either one of the bigs that are on the floor and send them to the line, we might have an opportunity for a close, close closeout.
Usher, and a tense time. What's the call coming from Coach Ogado?
Yeah, for Coach Ogo, of course, it's to make sure that the ball is in the hands of Will Perry. We've already talked about his prowess on the free throw line. If they foul him, he'll still go and extend this lead.
Every quarterfinal has been a tensely battled affair. This is also going down to the wire. 5 points. Rivers Hoopers 88, U.S. Monastir 83, 19.7, Will Perry in possession. Olisemeka on the floor.
Shot clock has been turned off.
Let it go, get rid of it, we don't need it anymore. Anaye is on. Well, Wilkins.
14 seconds on the shot clock.
Here we go. Perry. Trying to get the ball. And foul is called. And it's Anaye. He's going to go up to Corey. Gets the foul, I think.
26-year-old Anaye going to have some pressure free throws here, the Nigerian international.
I think he's been practicing with Will Perry.
2 of 4 has been from the free throw line throughout this competition.
Yeah, he's produced double-doubles for the Hoopers in the past as the rebound's been made safe by Ducore. Goes up, Majox on the ground, goes home alone. Williams goes up for three. Oh! 3 points in the bag, big time. It's a 3-point game, 10 seconds remaining. And a foul.
Foul comes very quickly. That's great awareness from Ducore. They have fouled Peter Olisemeka, who's already spoken about. You look at George Williams, that is again supreme shot making under pressure. Now the danger with fouling, especially in late game situations, is that you have to make a legitimate attempt on the basketball. Now the referees have the opportunity to review replays to scale up the foul if they deem that a legitimate attempt was not made on the ball. And I think that is the instant replay system being triggered there by referee Jalisa Pinga.
Just want to get it right.
So two things. I think they're checking the clock and the foul. Bit of pressure on the Egyptian coach, Coach Kadani. And so Coach Udadu. We're going to come over to Usher.
Well, it is a confirmation of the time on the clock. It will be 11.2 seconds and not 9.5.
Thank you, Usher.
Well, the foul actually on that man, a 9-8 again. He was one of two the last time down.
There we go, 11.2 on the clock. This is the first. This is so important. 4-point lead with 11.2 seconds. Oh, he gets it. He gets that point. How important was that? Crawford, can he get up? Can he get himself the shot? Decorey racing through. What a dunk. That is just unbelievable. 6.2 seconds remaining. Perry gets knocked down. He goes straight to the free throw line.
That was lightning quick from Decorey to get up the floor in a flash. Unreal foot speed. Throws it down, but what the work he does on the other end and picking up the foul again. Extension! Wow! Quick foul, and now he's in wheel period to the free throw line.
2 points the difference, and now Will Perry has to get the 2 points to get himself that away from the 3-point overtime equalizer. Usher, this is madness.
This is absolute madness. There's so much that has happened in the last 1 minute of this last quarter, but this is exactly what we expected. Drama in the quarterfinals.
He gets the first one. The Nigerian fans happy. Anaya goes off, Amayo back on. He's going straight over to keep an eye on Crawford. 5.6 seconds remaining. There are four. That's the important shot, isn't it? 92-88, George Williams needs to get a shot in. Magyar gets the shot, it goes up, and it's all over. The River Hoopers are into the semi-finals for the very first time. Will Perry has led this Nigerian outfit in such fine fashion. Oh, what impressive performances. Amayo Olusemeka, Eke, they've all showed what Nigerian basketball is all about. This means the world to the nation. Brilliant performance, outstanding. And U.S. Monastir, 2022 champions, go home.
Well, they will be celebrating in Port Harcourt, no doubt. Amazing win here by the Rivers Hoopers. And they have been one of the Cinderella stories of the BAL in Season 4. And their story will continue to be written. They come away with a very big win, a show of respect here between Chris Crawford and Amayo. A disappointed Crawford has got to walk away. Calvin Amayo, take a bow. He comes away with a win. History made for Nigeria in this Basketball Africa League.
Will Perry missing one of his free throw shots, but with an incredible tally of 33 points. The general was back in business today. Let's get his reaction.
Will Perry, congratulations. History today as Rivers Hoopers become the first Nigerian team to make it to the semifinals. How are you feeling?
Really good, and really happy for Nigeria, honestly. Poor hardcore Nigeria, like, these guys, man, they deserve it. So we deserve it. I'm happy.
You out-rebounded U.S. Monastir by 15 rebounds. How was that important in the general grand scheme of things?
Yeah, I mean, Peter, Devine, Bushy, you know, all those guys, man. Kelvin, those guys rebound hard, and, man, it's hard to, Majak is hard to box out, so I was proud of the way we rebounded.
You're two games away from the championship. How are you preparing going forward?
Try to rest and pray that we win again.
Thank you so much. Congratulations.
Thanks, Russell.
92-88. Well, that's it. You have it. I mean, come on. What about these figures? These numbers are absolutely incredible. They're also very impressive on the other side, Q.
Well, it was a fantastic contest. We were out 33 points, 5-5. Will Perry, what amazing work from him. Peter Olusemeka is 18-12. There were three double-doubles for this Rivers Hoopers team. Marcus Chris Crawford tried the best way that he could. 11 of 23, 9 assists. It was nice play there from Marnawi with 22. And Decorey down the stretch was great, but it was not enough on the day because Rivers Hoopers, they create history. It's Upset City. It's BAL Season 4.
Listen, they're going straight through to the semifinals. They'll take on debutants from Libya, Ahli Libya, which is just remarkable. We love this. This is the BAL. The African basketball is very much making the center stage and getting the limelight as we take a look at some of the numbers.
Right, Asha talked about it, but that rebounding difference, really the important stat on the day. Second chance opportunities played a big role in it. The ability to make free throws down the stretch, and that is the picture.
Listen, we're going to have a new champion of Africa this year because US Monastir were the last team in the bracket to actually get through. It's not going to happen now. This is what's happening. This is the drama that's unfolding here. Ahli of Egypt go home, Ahli Libya go through. Fouster Rabat lost against the Cape Town Tigers who go through to the semis. And now we have the Rivers Hoopers. Next up, AS Twan Petra Luanda. It's all happening here in Kigali.
Basketball Africa League live coverage. What an exhilarating game, Mikey. Mm-hmm. Rivers Hoopers asserting their dominance right from the opening tip-off, setting the tone for the entire game. The dynamic duo, Olusemeka and Will Perry, led the charge with impressive scoring performances. Just looking at some of these numbers, it looks, for me, this was a collective effort. And when winning teams always have that, you have a player that is a pivotal player, but mm-hmm. also who engages everybody else within. Let's talk us. What do the numbers tell us?
Yeah, I mean, as you mentioned, it concluded a very close game, 92-88. Rivers Hoopers are through to the semifinals. Carrying them on their back was Will Perry, of course, with 33 points to his name. He also had 5 assists throughout the whole game today. Calvin Amayo, I believe, with a double-double. No, I'm incorrect. Calvin Amayo, 18 points and 6 rebounds. Divine Eke, 12 rebounds. Peter Olusemeka, he has 18 points with a double-double, 12 rebounds. On the opponents, Marcus Christopher Crawford, 31 points, trying to carry Monastir through to the next round, but unfortunately he was incapable of doing so. Next to him was Usama Manui, 22 points, and Sadio Ducre with 14 points. Ducre also had 10 rebounds, so he also had a double-double. Adair James Majok, 7 rebounds, and Manui with 4 rebounds, but Marcus Christopher Crawford just missing a double-double, obviously, as I mentioned earlier on, 31 points, but also 9 assists. Manui with 4 assists, and Firas Lani with 3 assists.
Monastir faced challenges throughout the game, unable to contain the Hoopers' offensive onslaught. And you know, we saw some brilliance from Marcus Crawford, but that wasn't enough.
It clearly was not enough. I mean, here's the thing. Throughout the whole conferences and campaign up until playoffs, we've preached the idea of depth, right? You cannot only have one player be the man that carries the team on
his
back.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Now, of course, granted, you can have a playmaker, you can have a decision maker, but he should not be the man who carries the
who
team on
everything.
His back.
Who does everything,
absolutely. He could not be the man who did everything, right? And if we're looking at the points, 31 points, he's there. He also is playing a very, very pivotal points in assisting. Mm. That, for me, tells a story
almost
a double-double. Yeah. It tells a story of how pivotal his performance
Absolutely.
Was for them to almost win.
You're
winning.
Right, Mikey. Despite the team's struggles, Crawford showcased his scoring prowess with an impressive 31-point performance, leading the charge for Monastir. Meanwhile, Manawi provided some support in scoring. Monastir struggled to find consistent offensive production outside of Crawford and Manawi. The Hoopers point guard, Will Perry, orchestrated a brilliant offense, leading the team in scoring with 28 points, I believe, while also facilitating 33 points, while facilitating the ball movement and playmaking. Ole Semeca's strong performance in the paint complemented the perimeter shooting, providing a balanced offensive attack on Monastir's as Monastir struggled to contain them. And now they're on next. I don't know who are they playing next.
So they will be facing Libya, BAL debutants,
yes.
And also the team responsible for knocking out their namesake counterparts are the defending champions, Al Ahly Egypt.
Oh my goodness. Al Ahly Egypt, which basically is on its way home.
They likely might be in Cairo by now. Who knows? All I know is they're not in the next
champions,
round.
Ladies and gentlemen, the defending champions are not in Kigali.
Mm-hmm.
And but we're here in the studio, Studio 3. My name is Jackson Vunganyi. I'm with Mike Hove. We have a few more minutes with you guys. But if you're just tuning in, we provided a live commentary and analysis, the game, playoff game between Rivers Hoopers of Nigeria against U.S. Monastir, a powerhouse on the continent, but has really struggled. Even in their conference in Dakar, they struggled. They started off 0-3. They lost three games,
mm-hmm.
and were able to make up by winning the next three games.
Four straight.
They came to Kigali, won their first game against Petro de Luanda by 1 point, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
But now they're losing to... they almost, in those final seconds, I saw like a flicker of hope when Mikey was trying to put, you know... Like he had predicted he was going to go to overtime. But you know what? At this point, we should expect any of these games to go to overtime, because if any, you know, histories of any indication, you cannot predict. And, you know, again, to quote you, you're not in the business of predicting.
No, sir. I mean, these playoffs have shown that at any point a game can change, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
If yesterday's game, even today's game, is to go by, having a 10-point lead with 1 minute to go is not enough for you to say, I have it in the bag.
Absolutely.
In this circumstance, in today's game, Will Perry had to go all the way and sink every
bucket,
free throw that
he
could take.
Yeah.
And that is also a testament to what could have happened yesterday, right? Should FUS Darabat had sunk every free throw that they took, they likely would be in the next round.
Absolutely.
I think this is speaking to the testament of how important it is to have lethal, quote-unquote, killers.
Pew, pew, pew.
Shooters.
Shooters.
on the court. Will Perry definitely is one of the reasons why our Rivers Hoopers is through to the next round.
Absolutely. Rivers Hoopers' commanding performance in this playoff matchup really highlights their strength as a team and their determination to succeed and take this trophy this year.
Mm-hmm.
As we spoke to Will Perry and Divine AK right before this tip-off of the game, they're ready and they are determined. Even though they lost their first game against AS Douan, they want to take it all the way. And it's just, you know, just a matter of time. We'll see what the next game, means to them.
Yep.
But Monastir, really, despite their efforts, were unable to match the Hoopers' offensive power, or their firepower, as Mike calls it,
mm-hmm.
and their defensive intensity throughout the game. Gotta give it out to Crawford, Marcus Chris Crawford's standout performance for Monastir, showcasing his individual brilliance over the years that he has been in the BAL with whichever team that he has played with.
He has been good,
mm-hmm. but also try to make his team as good. Unfortunately, this might be the end of the road for him with this team. It's very likely that, as we're talking about JJ of FUS Darabat coming back with another team next year,
Crawford might be with another team.
And, you know, his brilliance, his individual brilliance, was not enough to overcome the Hoopers collective. As we've said before, you could be as good as Kyrie Irving or LeBron James.
Oh, no, man. Ramadan Kyrie is different.
Oh, yeah, true. Facts. But if you don't have the team around you,
of course,
you're making buckets. You're coming up with numbers like he had, 31 points. Almost a double-double. But if your guys around you are not making those critical points, or guarding at the perimeter, you're not winning the game as a team.
Yeah, you know, you're speaking to that testament. So I'm really curious to see what it's going to look like when they play against Al Ahly Libya. Al Ahly Libya have a couple of killers on their squad. They're definitely ready for this. I think they're looking to make a statement, which, once again, and I keep saying this, speaks to the testament of how BAL has grown. Mm-hmm. We have several BAL debutants that are really looking out there. And I wouldn't be surprised if they go all the way to the finals.
Oh, absolutely.
Because they're looking that way.
Absolutely.
Now, looking forward, as we mentioned, Rivers Hoopers' next game is going to be against Al Ahly Libya. And that is going to be in the semifinals of the 2024 Basketball Africa League. Later on, we wait to see who's going to be facing South Africa's Cape Town Tigers and the game that is going to be determined by AS Douan versus Angola's Petro de Luanda. That's another interesting fixture. Whoever wins will be facing the Cape Town Tigers in the semifinals.
Cape Town Tigers, we're off of that crazy game yesterday that went into overtime.
Mm-hmm. Almost double OT.
Almost double OT. Mm-hmm. They were the... what you call a perfect Cinderella story mm-hmm. in these playoffs, having lost almost all their games in their conference, in the Kalahari Conference. And, you know, there was that, you know, dichotomy of did they actually qualify to make it to Kigali? Mm-hmm. Was Bangui the one that really, having won more games, did they deserve it more? And you and I and Mark Bill have been kind of trying to figure out, scratching our heads for days,
what the
how
math
is
was.
It that Cape Town Tigers was able to make it to Kigali and a team like Bangui from CAR, that is a Central African Republic, did not make it to Kigali, even if they had more wins in their conference. Mm-hmm. But if yesterday was any indication, is that Cape Town Tigers deserve to be where they are, and that they are likely to, you know, I would love to see a matchup between the Tigers and the Hoopers at this point.
It would be interesting to see what that would look like. But once again, Hoopers first need to beat Libya's Al Ahly.
Oh, yeah.
And the Cape Town Tigers need to beat either Petro de Luanda, which is what they are praying for.
But they have already done that before. There's history there.
Hence why I said, which is what they're praying for. Because they're like, yo, we have a history playing against Petro de Luanda. And they have a history of beating Petro de Luanda. In comparison to an AS Douan, I don't believe they've ever met each other. Mm. And this being such a pivotal standpoint for South Africa's Cape Town Tigers, they're making it to the semifinals, being historical for them. I think they would prefer an opponent that they're very privy to.
Absolutely, and these kids are so relentless. They know that they have a chip on their shoulder.
Yeah.
This is the second, yesterday was their second game they've won, mm-hmm. you know, throughout the BAL.
BAL day one that they hosted in Kalahari. Yes, that is correct.
You know, but, you know, it doesn't matter. So long as you win the critical games.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Mokbill and I were preaching something yesterday, which is amnesia.
Yes.
Forget about yesterday. Yesterday never happened.
Let's move
focus
forward.
Focus on today.
Move forward.
Right now. Yeah, and like I think Cape Town Tigers preached that. I mean... Once again, you know, it's so funny. I keep referring to the call that I had with some of the players. And the first thing they said is, they ruled us out.
Yeah.
They never thought we'd do it.
Yeah.
And here we are.
Yes.
And once again, all I could think of was Mokbill saying, listen, it doesn't matter what you did yesterday.
Yes.
What matters is what you do today. And I think as they stepped into that game yesterday, they stepped in to win. Same applies to Rivers Hoopers. Today, you could tell, they were like, forget about that game that we lost.
Yes.
We are here to make it to the next step. Yes. Rivers Hoopers to date, I have only lost one game since conference play up until today, and it's looking like they're getting stronger.
You should be scared of a man who comes into a game with a chip on their shoulder.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're coming in to ball out.
Yes, definitely.
And that's what we saw today with the Rivers Hoopers. I mean, you know, beating guys like Majok, Crawford, mm-hmm. Monastir is a formidable team.
Yes.
We are talking about, I previously thinking maybe this is a franchise in decline. No, it's not.
No.
This is still very much a very strong franchise. Unfortunately for them, other franchises that are coming
are getting stronger.
Are getting stronger. That's why we're having these beautiful games of basketball in these playoffs in 2024 in Kigali, in the playoffs where we're having overtime and double overtime mm-hmm. buzzer beaters. The game is
evolving.
Evolving.
Yeah, I mean, this season clearly is marking the dawn or the evolution of the Basketball Africa League. And, of course, a dawn of a new era within African basketball, as I mentioned. Looking at the standings right now, in fact, we only have one North African team left in competition. That is, of course, Libya.
Who would have thought?
This is a very interesting facet. Over the past four years, there's been at least one or two African North African teams, if not three, that have made it to the playoffs, and some, at most instances, all the way to the finals. And so seeing that right now Al Ahly Libya is North Africa's dying hope is a very interesting development. We have, of course, AS Douan, which is from West Africa, and two Southern African teams, that being Cape Town Tigers and Petro de Luanda. By close of business today, we will only have one North African team, likely either a West African or another Southern African team. And of course, Cape Town Tigers, who's from Southern Africa and West Africa. So West Africa might or might not have two
West
teams.
West Africa represent.
In the contention, we wait to see the verdict.
Either way, it's very unlikely that this trophy is going back to North Africa.
It's tougher and tougher and tougher and tougher.
It's getting harder and
they have to rely
harder
on the debutants.
And harder. But thank you guys for tuning in and sticking with us. If you're still here with us, my name is Jackson Vunganyi.
And I'm Mike Corbett.
And we're about to sign out for you. But before we go, we want to remind you to check us out at voaafrica.com. That is our website. Click on that banner, the BAL banner, to watch previous games. We have all the highlight reels on there. We have our commentary. Most importantly, we have our Nothing But Net podcast, which will be, I think we have a fresh one coming up this week at some point.
Yes,
at the end of the playoffs, whoever wins will be here with you guys. We are not going anywhere, and we'll catch you next time. Goodbye, everyone.
Peace.